about. So easy.
You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
If Andy yearns for Brenda and Brenda cares about Charlene, who pines for Andy, the three of them form one of these. Kara.
What is it, threesome?
No. Roger.
What is a love triangle?
Yes, that's it. Kara has obviously had much more experience than I.
Inappropriate!
And now.
I think this is a marvelous idea. You do? This is America. No one can tell you you're crazy.
Our feature presentation.
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Monday morning, the 3rd of April.
What's up, you guys?
What's happening?
Just thinking about April, you know, this year is flying by, first of all.
It's almost Christmas.
It's almost Christmas. Well, it is. I mean, we're in that sweet spot between 1/4 Christmas and 1/3 Christmas. So,
sure.
Yeah, we're hurtling toward the holidays. But it just, I feel like April's when things really pick up because, you know, baseball is here.
Yeah.
Coachella is here. And, you know, 420, K-Rock's most important holiday is here. I mean, this is just a big, busy month.
Right.
And by the way, once it's April, it's practically summer, right?
I mean, sure.
I mean, seriously, when you think about it, I mean, April turns into May, and then boom, it's summertime. And then by the time it's summer, you know, you get to the 4th of July, and you go, oh, my God, look, it's Halloween. I mean, I'm saying I don't think
I look at it that way at all because, to me, it's still
year.
April, and then we haven't lived through April yet.
No.
And then when we get to May, we'll live through May.
It's 2 years from now, right now.
I see.
It really is. That's how fast it's going.
Okay.
So enjoy it is what I'm saying. Hang on for dear life.
That's not what you're saying at all.
I'm saying enjoy it as best
you're saying it's
you can.
Already too late. That's your point.
I'm saying you've already missed it.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying 10 years from now is already passed.
Right.
So, hey, we got a big big program today, including recapping this weekend's April Foolishness, which I think in general everybody had a great time, right?
I think so.
We'll talk all about that. And I want to start with this because you guys, do you ever check to see if you have any money coming to you from the government, money you don't know about that the government, for whatever reason, is holding for you?
I don't, but I have a friend who's an accountant who sends me that stuff all the time.
Send you, what do you mean, that stuff?
He'll check for me.
Oh, he checks for you. Okay, good.
Hey, by the way, the government owes you $2.59. Here's how to get it.
I saw an article in the New York Times over the weekend that was such a surprise to me to find out how many millions and millions and millions of dollars are in the hands of the government right now that are owed to citizens who don't know that they have it. For instance, in New York State, now this is going back, there's no expiration date on money. If you are owed money and it ends up in the government's hands, it doesn't. You don't have 5 years to claim it or something. It's forever, okay? So you can go, if they owe you $5 from 90 years ago, you can still get it.
With interest, though. It's a billion.
No interest, no. New York State has $14.5 billion that is owed to citizens of New York. $14.5 billion.
Wow.
Is that insane or what? And by the way, in most states, including California, all you do is you go to the state government's website for unclaimed money and you just type in your name and it'll tell you what to do if something comes up. You know, you got to obviously prove who you are and make sure you're the same person with that name. The story that brought this to my attention was a man in South Carolina who got a phone call out of the blue from a guy who claimed to be working for the state treasurer who said, I have some money for you. And, of course, the guy in South Carolina thought, this is some sort of a scam. I mean, you get calls all the time with people who are trying to rope you into something, right? It turned out it wasn't a scam. It turned out the money had belonged to the man's father, who had died more than 15 years ago. The guy had no idea that his dad had left him this money because they were out of touch. It was $763,000.
Wow.
Out of the blue. Guy gets a phone call.
That's awesome. Go right to Vegas, right?
Why do you need to go to Vegas? You already have $763,000.
You could double that.
That's good thinking.
Right?
I was also surprised to see the length that the government, that the state of South Carolina went to track this guy down. I mean, they have a team of people who that's what they do is they look up, you know, people who die and who they might be related to, and they go through birth records and name change records and marriage records. I mean, I would just assume, and maybe this is just my impression, that the government just wants all the money all the time. I would just assume that once they get it, they would make no effort to look for people to give it to.
Agreed.
But it sounds like that's what they do, at least in South Carolina.
Well, they're not very good at it in New York. If it's over $14 billion, those guys need to step up that branch.
It could be inactive bank accounts, uncashed checks to neglected utility deposits. There could be clerical errors, botched mail deliveries, a wrong address on file. A lot of people, when they move, for instance, they don't let their bank know what the new address is. So if any money comes back to their bank, they don't know about it. So it just goes on and on. And the most common source of that money, by the way, is life insurance. The state controller of California says there are hundreds of millions of dollars in life insurance benefits just in California waiting to be claimed because most people don't discuss the topic. You have a friend who dies, for instance. You might not go to the reading of the will. You might not ever hear about it. They may never be able to find you. Somebody could have left you money and you don't know about it. That sort of thing. So anyway.
Have you ever cashed in like this?
No. I don't even think I've ever gone to check to see. I mean.
You're doing the story.
Well, I just.
You're saying this is incredible.
This is incredible.
You might be owed money.
Yes.
And here's how to do it. And you didn't do it for yourself?
I just saw this article this weekend. Been pretty busy. I thought I would share this with the listeners. By the way, according to the New York Times, if you go and look in your state, there is a 1 in 4 chance that you are owed money.
And all right, I just want to clarify.
Not yet.
Did you, Bean, do this?
I'm gonna get to it.
You are adorable.
Get to it. Look for my $763,000.
Right.
So I bring you good news today is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I bring you the possibility that you may have some cash you don't know about. We could all use a little bit of that.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Beecher, shall we?
I ought to have you decapitated and buried in a f***ing desert, you sweaty four-eyed ape. They won't even mark your grave with an axe. And no one will notice you're gone.
We've got, like Bean said, April Foolishness Recap on today's Kevin and Bean Show. We talk to Harvey Levin like we do on Mondays.
Mm-hmm.
There's a 109-year-old man in Britain who refused a birthday card from the Queen, who is my hero. Because the Queen is
your hero?
No, the Queen is... the whole monarchy is just dumb.
But
and the Queen is dumb.
First of all, the Queen
She's
is not dumb.
Dumb.
But if you live in Britain and you are and the Queen, your monarch wants to send you a birthday card,
right.
Just accept a birthday card and be gracious about it.
No, not this guy, and he's my hero. He's like, nope, sorry, don't want that card from the Queen. And I love it. Matt Money Smith will be on the show today talking about the championship game tonight for the NCAA. Mm-hmm. Final Four wraps up
and
tonight.
And by the way, the start of baseball. Baseball started yesterday, but for Dodgers and Angels, that starts today. We'll see what he has to say about that.
We're going to see what he has to say about that. We're also going to see what Mama Muggs has to say about that. Because as you know, she's the very optimistic Dodgers fan.
Oh, I'm sure in her mind, the Dodgers have already been eliminated from the playoffs this year.
Right. So we're going to talk to her as well. And LaQuisha returns to the Kevin and Bean Show. Very excited about that. Mama June from Not to Hot. And also, we're going to start giving away tickets for Coachella.
Wow.
Tickets for Coachella and K-Rock Party House passes today on the Kevin and Bean Show. You'll be able to earn those. We'll take a break. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
That guy's funny.
106.7 K-Rock is KRQ, LA and OC's alternative rock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:54.
During the Gorilla song, by the way, I got busy and found about $60 in unclaimed cash to me, Bean. How about that? $60. Boom. Just like that.
I mean... Congrats.
I feel pretty good about that.
From the state or feds?
That's the state of Washington.
Yeah.
State of Washington. It's all, what do you call those checks you get from?
Residuals?
Residuals, yes. Thank you. It's residuals, yeah. Four different residual checks.
Man, you struck it rich.
I did.
You should quit.
But that's worth, that's worth filling out a little paperwork and having them mail me a check.
Sure.
That was a couple of minutes of my time.
California owed me a bunch of money.
Did they really?
Yeah.
From same thing, residuals?
Yeah, and some other.
How much?
It ended up being like $765.
So much better. Your story's so much better than Bean's.
Yes, it is. Well.
No, that's amazing, though, Ralph. I mean, that's just found cash that you had no idea was out there, right?
Yes, exactly,
Bean. Very cool.
I think that's what we've established.
But that's why I'm saying.
There's money out there that I wasn't aware of.
That's why I'm saying to the listeners, you guys should do this. You might have money coming.
Right.
Yes, go to sco.com. SCA.gov.
That's it? That's the site?
SCO, which is for the State Controller's Office.
All right.
SCO. SCO. .ca for California, .gov. That's the website you go to, and they will click you to the unclaimed property search page, and then you punch in your info and see what you got.
Yeah, we've done a little public service here today.
I just tried that. I didn't get anything.
Nothing for you?
I'm stunned, by the way. That
not even a dollar.
Yeah. Stunned.
It would be like your pockets, we would think. It would just be stuffed full of random amounts of cash that you had no idea you
Residual
had.
Residual checks.
Exactly.
It is a Monday morning. Ralph is here. It's time for a first look at the Showbiz Beat for a new week here on the Kevin Bean Show. What's going on?
First of all, how great was that freaking April Fool's show?
It was great.
It was great.
I enjoyed the hell out of it.
Boy, yeah. I think maybe my favorite one.
I heard a lot of people saying that, Ralph, who had been to multiple shows, saying they thought overall this one was the funnest.
Boy, it was a great time and a great group of people, and everybody just crushed it on stage.
And our comics are so nice, too.
Yeah, they really are. It was just a terrific night. I have a request for next year, though.
You have a request?
Okay. Here's the thing. I would like to start thinking ahead for next year's April Fool's, just try to build it into the best, even better than this year's.
Yeah, by it's our 10th anniversary next year.
Adding some supersized star power to the
All
event.
Right. Supersized?
I'm just suggesting.
So you're thinking like Green Day?
For a comedy show?
Well, I don't know. I'm just trying to branch it off. I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this.
How does that make sense?
So you're thinking...
You're a miracle.
So you're thinking George Carlin?
Yes.
George Carlin?
That's even more reasonable.
Okay,
Kevin.
Good.
No, Pico Taro.
Oh,
Pico Taro.
Yes.
Oh, stop it, kid.
Because not only
I'm in
Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Right.
Not only I like orange juice.
There's a new one.
There's a new one.
All right.
There is not.
There's a sequel to Pen Pineapple Apple Pen called Beetle Boon, but Bean in Bottle.
I'm sorry. Title again, please.
Beetle Boon, but Bean in Bottle.
Why can't he just write a song with words that makes sense?
Okay.
It's about a beetle that he captures in a bottle, and then he puts a bean in the bottle, but the beetle, boom, goes away, but the bean is still in the bottle. That's the story.
He's a genius songwriter,
as
far as I'm concerned.
And it is not only a sequel to Pen Pineapple Apple Pen.
Oh.
It's the same goddamn song, just with new lyrics.
Yes.
He's just getting greedy now, really, in my opinion. But if you haven't heard it, I want to present for you in its entirety this morning, Beetle Boon, but Bean in Bottle. Or...
I have a bottle.
What?
I have a beetle. Beetle in bottle.
Beetle in bottle, yes.
I have a bottle.
The bottle.
I have a bean.
It's a bean.
Bean bottle. Beetle in bottle.
Bean
bottle. Boom. Oh, beetle boo, but bean bottle.
That's not good.
That's
beetle
great.
Bean bottle again.
Right?
Wow.
Bring the house down.
Wow.
Bring the house down.
He's probably too big for us to get, Ralph. I would guess that he's too big for us to get.
But Beetle Boon, but Bean in Bottle.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Bean there?
He didn't spend a lot of time on the music.
He sure didn't.
That's just awful, guys. We're at the point of diminishing returns with Pico Taro now.
Come on!
Are you kidding? This is a giant step forward.
All right, it's Monday morning. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office the way we do. Shocker this weekend. A lot of people did not see this coming, me included. Boss Baby, number one at the box office this weekend.
I didn't see that coming at all.
I didn't either, sir.
Did you say Boss Baby?
You heard me. The Boss Baby. With Alec Baldwin. Made almost $50 million this weekend.
Wow.
Edging out Beauty and the Beast, which made about $48 million.
Losers,
right? Ghost in the Shell is the big loser this weekend. And this debut made $19 million. Ghost in the Shell cost over $100 million to make.
Ooh, wow.
So Scarlett Johansson and company cannot be happy with that opening weekend. Power Rangers, fourth. Kong, Skull Island was number five. Logan at number six. Then Get Out, Life, Chips, and The Zookeeper's Wife were your top 10 films at the box office. Today's celebrity birthdays kicks off with the big winner of the weekend, Alec Baldwin himself. 59 years old today. David Hyde Pierce is 58. Eddie Murphy's 56. Sebastian Bach of Skid Row fame, 49. Jenny Garth from 90210 is 45. Adam Scott's 44. Ari Spears is 42. Kobe Smulders, we love her, 35. Leona Lewis, 32. And Amanda Bynes turns 31 today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
April the 11th, which is just next week at the AMC Century City, is going to be a K-Rock advance screening of a movie that is much anticipated. Well, if you want to see it before it opens in theaters, we're going to give you a chance to do that. It opens everywhere on Friday the 14th of April. We're going to give you a chance to do that when you hear the voices of any of the stars from the movie on our show. So you hear The Rock, or you hear Ludacris, or you hear Jason Statham, Vin Diesel, Charlize Theron is in this movie. If you hear any of them, and I think they'll be telling you that they're listening to Kevin and Bean. So right. How's that for a little hint? When you hear those voices, you just give us a call at 1-800-520-1067 and win tickets to see The Fate of the Furious before it's in theaters. That could come at any time.
All right, April Foolishness was Saturday night. That was a good time. I was very happy to see Steve-O.
Well,
you, Bean?
It's always great to see Steve-O. Okay. Steve-O's one of the nicest, most fun guys in the world to hang out with. No one enjoys his life more than Steve-O does.
Right. So we have that pre-party, and Steve-O comes walking up, and he's just decided at the last second that he wanted to come to the show. And so we said, hey, Steve-O, why don't you come on stage with us? And he said, oh, yeah, dude. So we brought him out.
It's very cool of him, by the way, because he's just there as a fan to watch some comedy. We certainly weren't trying to make him feel like he had to work, but he was very kind and said, yeah, I'll come out with Kevin and Bean and come up on stage and introduce an act. Sure.
You want me to do a stunt? And I said, yes. What kind of question is that?
Now, what went through your mind?
Who tells Steve-O no?
When Steve-O said, do you want me to do a stunt, wasn't the first thing you thought the same as the first thing I thought, which is how much trouble we got into when he lit a fire on stage last time he was on our show?
I mean, technically, he wasn't allowed to do that.
Right.
Right.
The thing about Steve-O is whatever it is you're not allowed to do is what Steve-O is going to do.
Right.
But without hesitation, you said, sure, Steve-O, we'll let you do it. We'll put you out there.
Right.
Without having any idea what it is you're going to do.
Right. That's the right move.
That's how you roll.
Yes. You don't even ask what it is. You just say yes, because then you go, oh, I didn't know he was going to do that. And he did a weird, how would you describe it, stunt?
I mean,
people have seen it before, but.
Was it a stunt?
I mean.
Would you call it a stunt?
Takes his shirt off, takes his pants off, he's got boxers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gyrates back and forth, and then he pulls his boxers down, and to the audience, you can see nothing. There's no junk.
Right.
He's a Ken doll.
Yes.
However, I was behind him, and it's all there.
Yep.
Chip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was the best view from my vantage point.
It was a tuck, is what it was.
I wish that I was in the audience, is what I was saying at that moment.
It was a bad side of Steve-O to be on.
It's too much Steve-O.
I'm told, by the way, that Instagram removed the Steve-O videos, even though there's no actual junk showing. There's too much nudity for Instagram.
They did take down. It was weird, but because you couldn't see anything, but where there was supposed to be something, they were offended by.
Right, exactly.
I think.
By the way,
you can see photos of this at krock.com. By the way,
it went over pretty big. I mean, I think the audience loved it.
Yeah.
And then poor Taylor Williamson had to come out on stage after Steve-O being naked and try to get control of the audience after that,
which he did pretty well.
Which he was great. Everybody was great.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I mean. I think Beer Mug summed it up when he came up to me.
Not going to quote Beer Mug.
I am. A great man once said, and Beer Mug was so drunk on Saturday night. I don't know how much you talked to him, Kevin. But he was
enough.
But he was in that sweet spot of having the time of his life. He wasn't like sad drunk. He wasn't like mean drunk or ugly drunk. He was just, I am having the best night ever drunk.
Right.
And he came up to me and he's like, these people are really here to laugh. And these comedians are so funny.
Yeah, that's a good recap.
And I was thinking, what part of that is a surprise to anybody? I mean, that's kind of why we have them. They were there. But everybody was great. And I was, I wasn't nervous about anybody. But some of the comedians, you know, it was a big, big room. People like Jimmy Pardo is used to doing a small, you know, not a, a few hundred people. You know what I mean?
I think that's everybody. Yeah, I think that's all comedians.
But, man, they owned the room. It was a lot of people did say it was one of the best ones. And I will tell you, and I haven't told anybody this yet, Kevin, but I think you're going to appreciate this. We have time to tell you how I got injured on Saturday night.
You got injured?
I got injured on Saturday night, and it's pretty bad. And I
Foolishness?
I gave a lot of thought.
Did you fall off the stage?
I did not.
Oh.
First of all, I would like to remind everybody that I'm the healthiest man in the world, so right. I don't want anything to get in the way of that. And I debated all day yesterday whether I was going to share this on the air or not, because I know that you, and particularly Ralph, are going to make fun of me for this.
But then, by all means, share it.
This is what happened.
Because here's what happened to me at April Foolishness. Okay. Nothing. You know what happened to Ralph? Nothing. You know what happened to everybody else that went there? Nothing.
We had a pre-party at the Shrine for a couple of hours before. It was part of the Big Lee section. You bought the ticket for that section. Remember, it was the higher price ticket, and there was one of the perks. You got the T-shirt, you got the parking. One of the perks was you got a party with drinks and hors d'oeuvres, and you get a chance to, you know, meet the morning show. And Kevin and I took pictures for a long time with listeners. We just stood there, and people came up, and we one right after another, professional photos. It was super fun. We had a great time meeting all of our wonderful listeners.
Did you go blind?
Do you remember
from the flash?
Do you remember right near the end we had a guy whom we've met before, Kevin, who is a giant of a man. He's a big bodybuilder.
Yeah,
he's police officer.
Yeah.
Remember the guy I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He comes up and he shakes our hand, and he doesn't have a handshake. He has it's a vice grip.
Are you kidding me?
I think he broke my hand. I think I got a fractured bone in my hand.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not. He squeezed it so hard.
He didn't. He just shook it firm. It was just a firm handshake.
He squeezed it so hard. It hurt so bad at the time, but I ignored it, and I played through the pain because I'm a champion.
You didn't ignore it. You complained.
And
you cried to him. You cried to him. You're like, don't squeeze my hand so hard.
I'm telling you. I think he fractured
he
a
didn't
bone.
Fracture
in my,
a
I'm not
bone
lying.
In your hand.
The entire rest of the night,
it was his
Jeff's
handshake
is
was
collapsing on his floor here.
His handshake was 15% more than most.
No.
It was really just not much.
It was like being hit with a sledgehammer.
He
it
was
really
a strong
was.
Dude.
He's more than strong. He crushed me. So he crushed
well,
my
you
hand.
You made out of crepe paper. Is that what it's called?
Yes, that's what it's called.
Okay.
He crushed my head. It hurt so bad I was almost in shock. Okay, so the next day, all day long, it gets worse and worse and worse, and it's swelling, and it hurts so bad that I can't hold a drink. I can't hold a phone. If I pick something up with my hand, it's excruciating pain. And I got home last night, and I was like, I really got to go to the hospital. I probably need a splint or something like that, but I didn't go last night. I was too tired. So I'm going to go today, and I'm going to tell you they're going to x-ray this, and you owe me a dollar if my hand turns out to be fractured.
How do I owe you a dollar?
Because
you're made of paper mache. Like, that's my fault.
Because you're mocking me as if it didn't happen.
Because
and it's
I shook
true.
His hand as well, and it was just a strong handshake. That's all.
That doesn't mean he hit you with the 400% strength that he hit me with, though. He might have gone easy on you because he looked at you and saw that you were weak.
Sure.
But he looked at me and thought,
right.
There's a guy who can take full strength handshake.
Right. And so now you've got a broken hand from shaking hands with a guy.
I do.
That's unbelievable.
It's true, though.
You are. You're made out of paper. I just can't.
I'm laughing, but I tell you, it really hurts you guys.
Will you promise to go to the doctor today?
I'm going to the doctor today.
Oh,
I
sweet.
Have to, because I'm terrified that it's going to get worse somehow. I mean, I thought, I don't know what happens with fractures. Do they just heal themselves eventually?
For the
what?
Most part, yeah. You just have to
I feel like
stabilize
I need
them or whatever.
A splint or something. That's
maybe
what I
you
I need
to have your hand cut off.
Well, I don't think it's
well, it's not doing you much good now, is it?
So anyway, I'd just like to say I was playing with pain. And other than that, it was a great night, and thanks to everybody who bought tickets and everybody who came, and we had a wonderful time and can't wait for year 10.
Right.
You're shaking your head, man, but I got assaulted. I'm lucky to be standing here today.
Here's the thing. The dude had a decent handshake. That's it. That's the thing.
He broke my hand.
He didn't break your hand.
He did.
No, he shook both of our hands. It was impressive. You know, you take a second, you go, wow, that was a strong handshake.
It's
and
a miracle. I'm alive.
And then you move on. You didn't break your hand. You're such
hey,
a
Monday
baby.
Mornings on the Kevin and Bean Show, we catch up with our good friend in the TMZ.com newsroom, and his name is Harvey Levin. Harvey, I was trying to think, how long have we been doing these weekly visits together? It's been years.
It's been 9 years, 10 years.
Unbelievable.
I mean, since you told us the name, which we told you would never stick.
Right. And it's funny because I got stopped at a couple of airports this weekend, and everybody, I heard you and Kevin and Bean.
Oh, that's cool. Well, listen, you guys do great work over there on TMZ, and I was fascinated by this story about the dinner that was held with Michael Jackson's kids. And I was giving this a lot of thought over the weekend. Remember how sheltered his children were when their father was alive? Obviously, it's sad that he died the way he did. We wish he were still with us here. But I wonder how different his kids' lives would have been had Michael Jackson lived. They would never be able to do half the stuff they do now, would they, Harvey?
No. I mean, I think that's right. They are,
they're normal now.
And there was a reason. I mean, look, you know, Michael Jackson was living in this kind of, you know, bubble that, you know, he kind of self-imposed because of all the publicity, and there were a lot of negative things.
And he was afraid if he shook hands with somebody, it would break his hand.
Well, it's true.
Right.
And so it did change, but I got to say, them coming together over the weekend is not kind of fun and games at all. There is a family war going on.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
And the family war may have to do with money. But, you know, we talked about this last week, that Catherine has been in London for some reason, away from everybody, not talking to anybody, you know, that she normally talks to. At least that's what we're told. And the question is why, because all of a sudden she files this declaration saying that the nephew, Trent, who has been taking care of her since Michael died, has been stealing from her, abused her, committed elder abuse, and it's like shocking stuff. But then they go to court, and she's not there, and the judge says, wait a minute, I'm not going to do this based on a declaration, because Trent was saying she didn't do this of her own free will. Jermaine and Rebe and a couple of the other kids are trying to get control of the estate, and they want Trent out of the way.
So they're trying to manipulate her into saying this so that Trent doesn't get any of the money, allegedly.
And now, Trent wasn't going to get the money. And honestly, it doesn't, when you really analyze it, it makes no sense, because the way Michael wrote the will, Catherine gets a stipend for the rest of her life. When she dies, everything goes to, 90% goes to the kids, and the remaining 10% goes to charity. So once she dies, it's over.
Okay.
And the stipend is the stipend. And the idea is, you know, and again, this is just what Trent seems to think, maybe Catherine can demand more money from the estate and she can distribute it to some of the other kids. Whatever it is, Michael's kids, I don't know if you guys remember this. Do you remember it? This was, well, we were talking back then. It was 2012. Do you remember when Catherine mysteriously ended up in Arizona and Paris was in this huge confrontation with some of the family members, some of Michael's siblings?
Yeah, that was weird.
In Calabasas?
Yeah, that was weird.
And she said that you were brainwashing my grandmother and you've kidnapped her.
Right.
Well, so the thought now is that these kids may have the same feeling that this time around, too, with Catherine, you know, being in London. Catherine came back on Thursday. She didn't go home. Rebe took her to her house, and the grandkids have had no contact with her. So now suddenly the grandkids emerge, and they're meeting. So it just feels like there's this huge family war going on.
How old is Catherine now, Harvey? She's got to be well into her 80s, right?
84, 85.
Yeah. You know, we've been seeing so much of Paris lately, and I've been seeing a little bit of Prince. How's Blanket doing?
Blanket's doing good. I mean, this is the first time. It was Paris was at the GLAAD Awards, so it was just Blanket and Prince. But they're good. They're, you know, like you said, I mean, they're kids that are kind of leading normal lives.
Lives for a change. All right, well, keep our eyes on that. That's a sad situation. Ralph was doing a story last week on the Showbiz Beat here on K-Rock about how there seemed to be some sort of interest in rebooting American Idol, bringing it back. I feel like it's only been gone a few months. Like, I can't believe we miss it and need it back. There's a reason it's not on the air anymore. But what's the deal?
Right.
Is it likely that we'll see an American Idol again, Harvey?
No, but not because networks don't want it. So here's what happened. NBC, there are two companies that own Idol, Fremantle and Core, okay? Remember those two names.
All right. Mm-hmm.
So NBC came along and said, you know, we want to bring this back. And what we were told was NBC wanted Idol because they have America's Got Talent and The Voice, and they figured they would just do three rounds of shows for a year. They do Idol, The Voice, and America's Got Talent.
Right.
And it would be talent competitions all year round.
Just rotate them, okay.
And so they wanted to rotate him. So NBC made an offer. It forced Fox's hand because you're right. American Idol's only been on off for a year, and Fox never really wanted it to go away, but they wanted to give it a rest. And so Fox wasn't ready to bring it back, but when NBC made an offer, they figured, you're forcing our hand. So Fox made an offer, so there are two offers on the table. So here's what we found out happened. I just love this because I love the business side of show business. So remember Core and Fremantle, they co-own the show. It turns out Fremantle also owns America's Got Talent. And Core felt that Fremantle was favoring the NBC deal because they wanted to cannibalize American Idol and just make it one of three talent competitions as opposed to the crown jewel of talent competitions unto itself.
It hasn't been the crown jewel in so long.
You know, I know that, but remember, even when it was not doing well, compared to what it was doing before, it was still doing pretty well compared to other shows.
Yeah.
It was too expensive to do.
Right.
So, you know, Core felt, you know, you're just doing this for your benefit and not our benefit. So they started this infighting. They never countered either offer, and it's dead for now. And it's because of the two of them fighting.
So how is Seacrest going to pay his bills, Harvey? That's my fear. If he's not on Idol, what can he do?
I know.
Feel bad for him.
He's going to get some kind of voucher for
it. In our final moment before we let you go to your meeting, this video that you put up of the Cash Me Outside girl, it looks like she's in a knockdown, drag-out Waffle House brawl. This is no way for a family to act. What's the story behind this video, Harvey?
Well, Cash Me Outside, how about that?
The police are now investigating this. Apparently, they got a complaint. But
who shot the video and how did it get out?
This girl who was living with them shot the video, and they kicked the girl out. The police have been called 52 times to their house.
52 times!
And it's just bad.
Put them both in jail, Harvey.
Because when they were on Dr. Phil, they were describing how they would knock each other's doors down and throw each other to the ground. I mean, it was basically they were talking about fighting on Dr. Phil.
No, it ain't funny. It's
wow.
Really bad.
52 times!
So every week you always say, how was your weekend? This is the one weekend you didn't ask me.
How was your weekend, Harvey?
It was good.
All right.
Go
I
on.
One-on-one basketball with Shaq. We'll talk about it next
what?
Week.
What?
Oh, how about that? I bet he won. All right. Next week, we'll hold you to that. TMZ airs on Fox Channel 11 at, four different times throughout the day. Check it out. Also, TMZ Live at 4 p.m., same channel 11. TMZ Sports airing Monday through Friday at midnight on Fox Sports 1. Harvey Levin playing one-on-one with Shaq. That's a tease, Harvey. We'll see you in 7 days, my friend. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. We'll see you guys.
Thank you.
Keep listening for your tickets for The Fate of the Furious. You see it on April 11th at the AMC Century City. Days before it opens everywhere in theaters on April 14th, you are still listening for the voice of one of the stars here on The Kevin and Bean Show. If you hear Vin Diesel talking or Dwayne Johnson, Jason Statham, Charlize Theron, Ludacris, just give us a call and we'll be giving away some tickets. That number will be 1-800-520-1067. It could play at any time.
We all hate the Queen, right? We're together on that.
I admire the Queen greatly. I have an enormous portrait of the Queen hanging in my living room. I love her, and she is our monarch.
Sorry. Okay. Here's the thing. For me, the whole idea that the Queen's blood is somehow better than everybody else's, and so
she doesn't say no one in the royal family thinks that they're better than anybody else. They think they are born into a family business, that's their job is to run the country,
right? And who's better at running the country than Prince Charles?
Look,
right,
lots of countries around the world have monarchies.
I know,
here in America, we have decided that's not the way to go. How do you think it's working out for us?
Right this second? Do I have to answer right this second?
Here's the thing. This guy that's in the news right now, who has just turned 109 years old, is named Robert Wayton. He, by the way, Kevin, I don't know if this matters to you, is an enormous fan of the Queen.
Mm.
He says, I won't hear a word against her. I admire her enormously. However, she sends him a birthday card every year, as she does to all citizens in the UK once they turn 100. So every year he gets another card from the Queen. His complaint in recent years is that the Queen isn't smiling in her photos, and he doesn't want a dour old broad's picture on the wall.
He says she looks miserable.
She looks miserable, right. So he says, I'm refusing any more birthday cards from the Queen, which I think is
the right decision.
it seems unkind. I don't see the point of it. But we wanted to find out maybe more. There's more to this story that we don't know about. We asked Dave if there's any way we could talk to the oldest man in Britain, Robert Wayton, who joins us on the phone on K-Rock right now. Hello, Mr. Wayton. Can you hear us okay?
Yes, I can hear you.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. You were born in 1908, right?
If you say so.
That's what we understand. How do you feel at 109, sir?
I feel all right. I get along okay. I'm able to maintain more independence. I've got my hobbies that I like, and I'm very well actually for a man my age. So I can't complain here.
That is remarkable that you are still so independent and so busy at 109.
Well, yes, I like to keep busy, and I like to keep busy with my friends and my family, and it's a good life, it is. Oh,
all right.
Now, you made some news here in America because you refused the Queen's birthday card because she looks miserable on it.
She's so bloody ugly.
Oh, really, Mr. Wayton?
Her old ugly face comes through my post. And then I look at it, and I want to punch her in the face.
Oh, that's a terrible thing to say. She's almost 90 years old.
Yes, that young bitch.
But don't you understand that she's just congratulating you on being a year older? That's all she's just saying. You know,
why would she send me a picture of some old ugly crone?
Well, I mean, I think she's just
congratulate me. Send me a picture of a young girl.
Well, that makes more sense.
With no top on.
Right.
And no bottoms.
I see. All right. Well, that would be good,
bending
too.
Bending over and inflating a bicycle tire.
That would be different.
It'd be better.
Better. She's just trying to wish you a happy birthday. Who turns down a birthday card? It's meant with sincerity and love.
I don't have time for sincerity and love. I need an erection.
Right. It's been a while, huh?
It's too long for me. And that won't get it done.
Yes.
That picture of the Queen will not get it done.
It actually might have the opposite reaction to it.
It might, yes. I haven't checked recently, but I don't even know if it's there anymore.
Okay.
Having seen her picture.
Right.
It wasn't that bad.
I might have gone on strike and run away. I don't know. Let me open my pants for a second.
Oh, I don't know that we need to do this.
Still there.
It's still there.
Yes.
Okay. Good news.
That is good news for everyone.
We got to get you the internet or something there, Mr. Wayton. You'd be amazed at what's out there.
Oh, I'm afraid of the internet.
Why?
Oh.
Because that's how they watch it, through the microwave.
I see.
Okay.
I like orange juice.
What happened?
I like orange juice.
I like orange
juice. He's just sharing his life with us, Bean.
No.
Tomato
juice.
No.
Didn't I see this coming?
I like orange juice. Orange juice.
Wow.
Orange juice.
He's quite spry for his age.
Orange juice. Ah, look, I've got my erection now.
Oh, that's good news, I guess. Look, it just might be time that we not let Bean interact with listeners anymore.
Well, you don't let Mr. Glass out there in the world. You don't want that to happen.
Guys, I was attacked. I don't know why.
Not attacked. Oh, you're a sugar shaman here.
You are a pussy of mythic proportions.
A guy broke a bone in my body.
I shook his hand.
I did too.
That doesn't mean he shook your hand with the same force and gravity and weight that he did
with
me.
No, he clearly shook Ralph's hand really lightly and mine really lightly and then really bore down on you for some reason.
Right. That's apparently what happened.
No, it isn't.
Because I got a fractured hand out of it.
Apparently, you're a baby man.
Look, I don't have any control over when my bones break, okay? All I know is that the guy put a vice grip on me.
He didn't. It was just a handshake. Look, he was a huge, massive, buff guy. And I shook his hand, and it was a hearty hand clasp.
It was more than hearty.
It was firm.
It was firm.
And I even shook him again at the end. I was like, that was all right. But you're so awful.
He's fragile.
It's amazing I'm still standing.
I heard him complaining about it, and I was like, stop. In my mind, I was like, stop always exaggerating.
He's complaining to the guy?
Yes.
About the hand?
Yes.
Oh, my hand.
Because it hurt.
I thought you were just making fun and trying to be funny. I was like, how often is that joke funny? Right. Oh, you broke my hand by shaking it.
Right.
Is it funny when I go to the urgent care today and turn out to have a fractured bone in my hand? Is that funny?
Hilarious.
It will actually be hilarious.
Even
yes.
funnier than the fact that you're a weenie now.
Yes.
And still complaining about a handshake.
However, if you go to the doctor and get an x-ray and it is not broken, then F you on every occasion.
Hey, right? Matt Money Smith joins us right after 7 o'clock. He's going to be talking about not only men's basketball championship in college tonight with Gonzaga versus North Carolina. He's also going to be talking about the opening day for the Dodgers and the Angels. It is finally here, baseball fans, so we'll catch up with Matt. Oh, by the way, Matt also finally paid off our baseball bet from last season.
Oh, did he?
I put up a video on my Twitter, and I hope the Kevin Bean account will retweet it as well, of what he sent me this year. And we'll talk to Matt about that as well coming up.
Sadly, you can't hold money anymore.
Right.
Your hand is so
I'm using my left hand a lot for things now.
I bet you are.
Ralph is here now with another look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I can't even hold a drink all weekend.
I can hold it, but it hurts. There's throbbing pain.
My God. You know
holding
who you are?
A phone,
you're
holding
Dr.
a book.
Smith from that old show Lost in Space. William,
constantly whining.
The pain. My fragile hand, William. William.
Look, I can just about walk. I can't hold a walk. I can't see too far, and I can't hear too good.
It really hurts, though.
Right.
Moving on.
Right, it really hurts. Okay.
Speaking of pain and men.
We're not speaking of men.
No. But in this case, the story is about them. Remember Matthew Perry was on Jimmy Kimmel a few weeks ago? And he mentioned that he and a friend beat up Justin Trudeau.
Right.
The Canadian Prime Minister, back when they were all in fifth grade together in Canada.
Right.
Well, Justin Trudeau apparently has nursed a grudge all these years. And some 37 years later, Trudeau has tweeted out a response asking for a rematch.
Is that right?
Yes. He said, I've been giving it some thought, and you know what? Who hasn't wanted to punch Chandler? How about a rematch at Matthew Perry? Perry has not responded to the challenge yet, but I think that'd be awesome.
That would be pretty cool.
Canada has such a cool leader right now.
They really do.
Stupid Canada. With their awesome leader. Probably never get the hand broken from a handshake or anything. That guy.
Wrong.
April Fool's gags ran amok over the weekend, as you can imagine. George Takei fooled a lot of people into thinking he was running for Congress next year. Turns out that was all a big April Fool's joke.
I think people wouldn't be surprised to find out if that had turned out to be real, since he's so politically active either.
Right. While we're talking about Star Trek, George Takei, of course, was Lieutenant Sulu for many years on that show and the movie franchise. Rainn Wilson has been added to the cast of the new Star Trek TV series, Star Trek Discovery.
Excellent.
Excuse me. He'll be playing a character from the original series called Harry Mudd, played by the actor Roger C. Carmel back in the day, who is sort of an intergalactic con man that Kirk and the rest of the crew had a few run-ins with. So apparently Rainn will be playing that character for this new show with the new cast and the new
when is that on?
Starship Discovery. Summertime, I think they're shooting for it.
Okay.
It'll be on CBS Access, that pay-per-view access deal that CBS is going to be running. I think they're going to show the first episode on television and then you got to pay for the rest. And, Bean, we talked about this last week. It looks like there's some news. We were talking about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame class of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Journey, and I had said lead singer Steve Perry had announced some time ago that he would not be attending with his bandmates when that band got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Apparently, he has changed his mind.
Oh, that's good news.
Keyboard player Jonathan Cain said in an interview over the weekend that Steve Perry will be on board to accept the award with the rest of the guys, but he probably won't perform with the band when they do their... The inductees will perform a song on stage after they've been inducted. And he will not be participating in that. But current singer Arnel Pineda will be performing with the band when they accept their award. So
If there's one thing we've learned from all these years of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductions is how many bands have serious bad blood where members refuse to cooperate with one another.
It really is a chance for them to get their final shots in.
I feel like if he doesn't want to be there, what a spoiled sport. Don't go.
Well, apparently he wants to be there, and he wants to get the award, but he doesn't want to sing or perform with those guys again.
And it's not like they fired him or something. I mean, he quit.
Right.
Right? So,
well, one of them shook his hand, I heard, and he broke it.
The wind in the sky keeps on turning, unlike my hand. My hand will never turn again. Oh, don't stop believing that I can't use my hand, Steve Perry said.
Oh, you're such a weenus, right?
It's not my
you're
fault,
a weenus,
you guys.
That's a great word.
You're
it's
a
not
weenus.
My fault.
You're a weenus.
I got hurt.
It is your fault.
How
stay
is it
active.
My fault?
Stay active. Move every once in a while. Walk. Do just basic human things.
Do the things they tell all the elderly people right. to do so they don't break a hip.
Haven't you been drinking milk since you were one?
What can I do?
What good is it?
To not make my hand.
What a waste of all that drinking that the milk.
Milk does not indeed do a body good.
Come on.
Why are your bones so brittle?
I don't know.
Mr. Glass?
I don't know.
It's unbelievable.
Look, it was no picnic for me either, by the way. You guys are piling on, but I'm the injured party here.
What kind of person, though, gets a broken hand from a handshake?
I was surprised as well.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be.
Today's celebrity birthdays.
Hey, I hate to break in, but Dave has just passed me an update on the Matthew Perry-Justin Trudeau feud.
Okay.
And I think this is very clever from Matthew Perry. He has responded to Justin Trudeau.
He has, okay.
Saying that they were there. How about a rematch? Who hasn't wanted to punch Chandler, as Ralph just reported? Here's Matthew Perry's response. I think I will pass at your request for a rematch, kind sir, given that you currently have an army at your disposal. Which is pretty clever.
All right. Yeah. So that's settled.
Justin Trudeau should bomb him or something.
Well, that may be.
You use it. He's right. You have the army. Use it. Declare war on Matthew Perry.
It would make people think of Canada a little more strongly.
Right? Don't ever with them.
Remember that time they bombed Chandler?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Alec Baldwin, who's the big winner of the weekend. His movie, Baby Boss, was number one at the box office this weekend. Or Boss Baby or whatever it was called. I don't know. Still number one. He's 59 today. David Hyde Pierce from Frasier. Oh, for God's sakes, Niles. He was Niles on that show. 58 years old. 56 is Eddie Murphy. Jenny Garth is 45. Adam Scott is 44. Ari Spears, 42 years old today. Kobe Smulders is 35. Leona Lewis is 32. And Amanda Bynes, 31. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:07.
what are you eating now?
I'm trying hard to get that down.
Why can't you not eat and broadcast at the same time?
I have no answer for that.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Coachella, right?
Right. That's a thing.
We got tickets twice on this morning's Kevin and Bean Show for weekend one, sold out 3-day passes for weekend one of Coachella, plus exclusive access to the K-Rock Party House at Coachella. Just 11 days until Coachella 2017. Keep listening for your chance to win. Our friend Matt Money Smith is on the phone right now from the Petrus Money Radio Show on AM 570 LA Sports. We've got so much to talk about. Matt, how are you, my friend?
Radio Hall of Fame, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
It is. Right there.
Right.
Radio Hall of Fame, and he opened the break with a bear claw in his mouth. Way to go, Kevin.
Matt, if you knew how many times a week that happens.
Oh, stop it.
It happens occasionally. Nothing has improved since you left the show, Matt, is what I'm saying.
Occasionally.
Hey, yeah, I love the idea of Kevin being like at a high school giving a keynote saying, rule number one, you want to eat, all right, coming out of a break. Because it's very relatable to people that are listening. They can relate to that.
It may seem that way, but sometimes I'm eating and I get caught unaware.
That's sure. Because we need a timer or something.
Right.
That's what
that
we need. I keep saying we need a timer to count down the song so Kevin knows how much time he has before it ends.
Technically, we have that. And we also, Chip also tells me.
Well, listen, Matt, we got three things we got to cover here with you on the phone today. So you tell me where you want to start. You want to start opening day of the local teams in baseball, or you want to start NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship tonight, or do you want to start with the package that I arrived at my house in the mail on Saturday?
Yes, I was hoping. Shame on me for welching on that bet. We talked about it that one day. That poster tube has been sitting in the corner of my bedroom for gosh knows how long.
And Bean's been complaining about it for that same amount of time. Now, tell people what the bet is.
Every year we bet whether the Angels or the Mariners will have a better record. And if one of them or both of them make the postseason, the bet is doubled for which team goes further in the playoffs.
Okay.
And the history of the bet, which began in 2002, by the way. The Angels,
all right, 2002.
They were 6 games out of first place. And we all loved Mike Socha. We all loved Tim Mead, the guy that runs the press over there at the Angels, the head of communications. And I just went on the air and made this proclamation that the Angels were going to win the division, being a Mariner fan, so that was ridiculous. And that was the beginning of our bet.
Now, how many times have you had to pay, Matt?
This was the first
time. This is the first time since 2002.
Yes.
14 years later.
I lost every single year from 2002 until last year, and money finally paid up and sent me. And I put a video up, Matt. I hope you'll retweet it for your listeners.
I put a video
up of me opening the package from you. And it arrived in a big tube, and I thought, well, this is a weird size and shape for something like this for a bet. It turns out that what Matt did is he took poster board and he spelled out with Mexican pesos, F you, I'm still up $1,100.
Sweet.
Which is phenomenal. And as my wife pointed out, there's so much tape on the pesos that even if I wanted to pull them off the poster board, go down to Mexico and spend them, it would be a very difficult proposition.
I do want to point out, by the way, because it was a little late, although it did arrive before opening day.
It did.
I put about an extra, I'd say, $2 or $3 worth of pesos in there. So,
oh, fantastic. Wow. Hey. You're so generous.
Aren't I, though?
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of places to spend pesos in New Orleans. So thanks for that, Matt. I appreciate
You're
it.
Welcome. You're welcome.
Since you opened the door for baseball, what's the thumbnail expectations for both the Dodgers and the Angels this year? I feel like I've heard a lot more about L.A. in the offseason than I did about Anaheim, but I could be wrong there.
I mean, last year was really the first year where the Angels were miserable in a long time. I mean, really, really bad. They didn't do a whole lot to improve their team.
Good.
But they did get really, kind of the way that baseball is trending. I know this is going to really excite you, Kevin,
yeah,
as a baseball guy.
I already love it.
Defense. A lot of teams are beginning to focus on defense, and not just scoring runs, but preventing runs. So if you want to watch the number one team in baseball that preventing runs, Angels, probably your squad. All right? How about that sell right
Wow, there? That sounds terrible.
So if you really, if you want a lot of low-scoring games this year, just look to whoever the Angels are playing.
I mean, that's probably how they're going to have to win. Look, they still – the number one selling point for the Angels is get your ass down there and watch Mike Trout. I mean, he truly is a once-in-a-generation player. He is so freaking good.
Well, why don't they put someone around him to help him?
They got Albert Pujols. I mean, they have really good players. That's the thing. It's not like they have crappy players. There are decent players around them. Last year, their pitching just fell apart. They were ravaged by injury. Garrett Richards is back. His velocity is in the high 90s, so it looks like he's back to being the ace of the staff. They could be really good. Like, by no means am I going to open the thumbnail on the Angels by saying, hey, Bean, will you take $40 right now? That's
gotcha.
Not going to happen.
They could surprise us.
Yeah, they could be competitive. I mean, there's enough on that team, especially when you have the best player in baseball, that they could make a run.
Let's take a look at the Dodgers. We were lucky enough to have manager Dave Roberts on last week, and how great is that guy? How fun is he to talk to, Matt?
He's the best. You know, he is. He really is. I mean, and that's what you heard through the interview process, and you heard from the Padres, he was the bench coach down there, that it's not BS. You know, it is genuine. He truly cares, you know, for the players. He is someone that is so thankful for the game of baseball because he was a grinder, you know, a guy that had to grind it out to get this career and has one of the most iconic plays, you know, the career that he had has one of the most iconic plays in the history of Red Sox. You know, I mean, talk about a history of baseball and the history of the Red Sox, really baseball, that stolen base when they were down 3-0 to the Yankees in the ALCS and made their way to the World Series to win the first time since 1918. So I think that's kind of the foundation for the way he approaches the game is be thankful for every little bit because you never know when it's going to be your moment, even if you're just a bench player that's called the pinch run late in the game.
And does he have a team that he can take?
He does. He's got a great team. I want to mention, too, because he's a great guy, and he's always the one that's lifting everybody else up. He just lost his father. His father was very young, just 68, and it really caught him by surprise. And I know the players really rallied around him and really tried to lift his spirits, and that was right before they broke spring training. So that's kind of with them here at the start of the season, but they've got a great team. You could really make a case the Dodgers have the best team in the National League. I know the Cubs are stacked, and people are excited about the Indians in the American League, but in terms of the National League, the Dodgers are right there in step with the Cubs. Lineup, you go through it, it's great. Pitching staff with Rich Hill, as long as he stays healthy, is the number two. Hyun-Jin Ryu is back. He was great before he went down to injury. So they you know, one through four, they're good in the rotation. They've got a great bullpen with one of the best closers in Kenley Jansen, if not the best closer. And they've got power up and down that lineup. So
hey, the only thing that's out of their control is injuries. And that and Dave Roberts managed so beautifully last year despite all those injuries. So fingers crossed we don't run into that kind of trouble this year. It's really, really an exciting time to be Dodgers fans. And I'm just grateful that all the games are now available on all the TV sets all over Southern California. I'm glad we finally got that sorted out so everybody can watch. Right,
I don't think that was sorted out.
Really? I understood that was taken care of.
That's the same as it was last year.
Yeah, and you're gonna get about 10% of them there. So
All right. Yeah. Monday night is finally here. NCAA Division I Men's Basketball Championship. How much surprise is there to see it be Gonzaga versus North Carolina for you, Matt?
I would say, well, I mean, there should be none, right? It's two number one seeds,
right?
So it shouldn't be much surprise. Everybody, you know, doubted Gonzaga forever just because they've never made a Final Four. You know, they've always been stopped in the Elite Eight when they've had these great teams. This is, and everybody said it at the start of the season, you know, this could be Mark Few, who's the head coach, who's been there through so much of this. Actually, our coach here at Long Beach State, Dan Munson's the one that got it started up there at Gonzaga. He kind of laid the base for what Gonzaga's become under Few after he left to go to Minnesota. Now he's here in Long Beach. But anyway, they're both really, really good teams. And it should be, I would be very surprised if it wasn't a great game. I mean, we had two really good Final Four games. I think they match up well. You've got bigs that can really go at it on the inside, especially with that giant pole with that massive beard and the balding head for Gonzaga. I mean, it really is going to be like, it's not a Cinderella, but it kind of is, which I think makes it even better. You know, you sort of.
Well, anytime anyone has a chance to win something for the first time, it feels fresh and different.
You know,
right.
So when you have this guy Karnowski, who's from Poland, and you know, this guy Zach Collins, who kind of came out of nowhere and helped save the day, even though he's been really good all year, it's still a Cinderella story, but it's a really, really good team, so it's not like you're pulling for the longest of long shots to happen to see history be made.
Yep. That's pretty exciting sports day, that's for sure. So the Dodgers open at home today versus the Padres. The Angels are away versus Oakland, and you can look for the NCAA tournament game finale tonight on CBS. And Matt, you and P are going to be on what time today?
We are on actually in a couple hours. We are going to be out at Dodger Stadium for opening day because it's the 1 o'clock start. So we'll be out
at 9
to noon. Yeah, live from the field. And if I could give you a little bit of homework, I think you and your listeners will really appreciate this because I know how much the both of you hate golf.
Yeah.
If you really want to see why golf sucks and why people in golf really, really suck, just look up the story about Lexi Thompson this weekend.
I saw it, Matt.
About who? Lexi Thompson?
I saw it. It's crazy.
It is the most unbelievable that a professional organization could manage to screw this up. I'll give it to you real quick, right? So you line up your putt, right? You put a coin down behind it. You clean your ball off. You make sure it's lined up. You drop it right back on top of the coin. You putt it in. She's a foot away. She's got a 3-stroke lead to win this tournament. And somebody that was watching in Super HD TV said, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but that ball was at least an inch to the left before she putted it. She put it in the wrong spot. They gave her a 4-stroke penalty.
Oh.
She lost in a playoff.
This was a viewer, Kevin. This is someone at home that called into the TV and said, hey, wait a minute, they put it in the wrong spot.
That's insanity.
With like 5 holes left yesterday and say, hey, remember Saturday that putt you had on 16? There's these two 70-year-old people. Do you remember? And she's like, what are you talking about? Well, you got a 4-stroke penalty. All right, good luck.
Wow. Two strokes for putting it down on the wrong spot and then two strokes for turning in the scorecard that was incorrect, according to them. So is that an unbelievable sport?
No, golf is so great.
They're really letting the kids know how to pull. Hey, you young girls that are playing golf, watch this. Watch this 65-year-old woman explain to this girl why something that happened a day ago is going to cost your tournament. It's great.
Matt, have a great time out there at Dodger Stadium today. Always a pleasure to have you on the show. Thanks so much, man.
You got it.
Thanks again to everyone who joined us Saturday night at the Shrine for Kevin Amin's 9th annual April Foolishness. What a fun night that was.
It was. Good
times. Our comedians were so great. You know, everyone that I talked to had a different favorite comedian. That was what was interesting about this. There was just something for everybody there. And I also talked to several listeners as we were all walking out together after the show who didn't know some of the talent on the bill but loved them. Were really, like, so surprised to be seeing these new comedians to them that they had never heard of before. So that was pretty, that was kind of neat, you know. I think we turned a lot of people on to a lot of great new comedians. So
I left at about midnight, and a girl said, "Where's Bean?" And I said, yeah. "Look at your watch. It's midnight."
I stayed till the end of the show.
Did you really?
Yes. I was there at the end. I chatted with Bill Burr after a set. Yeah, I left.
You're a crazy man.
I will say that over 5,000 people at the Shrine, and thanks again for buying tickets and helping us raise a lot of money for charity again this year. But as far as I know, only one injury. There was only one person hurt at the Shrine at a comedy show.
Mm-hmm.
And that, unfortunately, was me, because I got assaulted by a guy who came up. And
He didn't get assaulted. He shook our hands.
He grabbed my hand, he put it in a steel vise, and then he just clamped down on it until the bones snapped.
He shook my hand, and it was firm. Mm-hmm. And then he shook Ralph's hand, and it was firm. And then he shook Bean's hand, and Bean's hand collapsed.
Do you think he was trying to hurt people?
No.
Do you think it was intentional?
No, because it didn't hurt anyone except for you.
Do you think it was all part of a strong man act that he was doing?
No, because he shook my hand normally, and it was a little stronger than usual, but it was okay. He wasn't trying to hurt.
He crushed me, Kevin. He crushed me. I'm going to the doctor today after the show. I may need a splint. I may need to be in traction. I don't know yet. I won't know until the doctors examine me.
Oh, they have to cut off your hand. That would be so great.
It's a miracle that I'm still here today.
Sure.
Is what I'm telling you.
Right.
So we thought, in honor of what happened to me Saturday night, it might be time to revisit one of our favorite phone topics, which is, I can't believe I got injured like this. We want to hear the lamest ways you hurt yourself at 1-800-520-1067. You must have a story like that where even you were surprised, Kevin, by the way you got hurt, right?
I don't think I have – I have stupid. I have a lot of stupid things that I've done. But I don't think I've hurt myself in a lame way. Like, you had another one where we were in Miami or Tampa for the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And Bean was putting on his pants.
Right.
And hurt his back and had to go to the emergency room.
I did.
I left him and went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
That's what you do.
That's what you do, sure.
But I don't think I've had anything like that.
Well, the last time BuzzFeed did this topic on their website last year, they got a couple of good entries that I think will help us get started here. We'll take your calls at 1-800-520-1067, the lamest ways you hurt yourself. Julie writes in, I had a Netflix-related injury. My foot fell asleep from sitting watching hours of Pretty Little Liars. When I got up to go to the fridge for snacks, my foot was asleep. I fell and sprained my ankle. So her foot was asleep. That's how she got. Here's Kelly, who writes in, I once drunkenly fell asleep with a personal toy. It overheated and the batteries leaked acid.
Oh,
when I rolled
Lord.
Over in my sleep, the skin was torn off the inside of my thighs. When I stopped screaming, I took a look. It was pretty gruesome looking. I was too embarrassed to go to the ER, so I called a friend of mine and he helped as best he could. I couldn't walk right for months. It took me forever to heal. And here's my favorite part, because remember what she fell asleep with. Not only that, I ended up with a scar on the inside of my thigh in the perfect shape of a penis.
All right. So it worked out.
But here's a woman who, what happened to her? She caught a cockroach in her apartment and picked it up with a paper towel and was running to put it in the toilet to flush it down the toilet when she tripped and fell and broke her leg.
Wow.
Just trying to throw away a cockroach.
Wow.
These things can sneak up on you, Kevin. You never know, man.
I mean, except for shaking hands. You know, like, that's never snuck up on anybody.
The way you got hurt that surprised you at 1-800-520-1067. Let's take Andrew real quick. He's checking in from Garden Grove. He's on line 3 to get us going.
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We are, one of us is good. The other one of us is in a lot of pain. What happened to you, Andrew? How did you get hurt in a lame way?
In high school, they used to give out birthday balloons, and my friends were trying to pop them. So I went to go hit one of my friends in the shoulder and came down like a hammer fist on their shoulder and ended up fracturing my whole pinky.
Oh,
how about that?
At least you were trying to punch somebody. That's a lot better than just shaking hands.
And I didn't find out it was fractured until about 2 to 3 weeks after, because I kept kind of fighting through the pain because I didn't want to be injured in such a lame way.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing, is I'm fighting through the pain right now. Hey, who's laughing? What's going on here? Andrew, thank you for the call. By the way, I bet that happens to a lot of people in fights where they hit somebody and break their own hand.
Right, but they're fighting.
So I should have fought. I should have fought back at the.
No,
at
I'm
the guy.
Saying they're throwing punches. He just shook your hand.
Okay,
it was just a welcome handshake.
1-800-520-1067. Stephanie, you hang on. We'll go to you first when we return. Also, Ben and everyone else, give us a call. The lamest way you hurt yourself. We're taking your calls on K-Rock.
In honor of me fracturing my hand in a handshake situation,
believing that you fractured your hand.
Oh, it hurts so bad. I'm not even lying about that.
Yeah.
By the way, handshake situation is playing Coachella.
Is that
year,
right?
So
good.
I'm very excited about that. I am going to the urgent care today to find out and see if I need a splint or a cast or something. But we're taking your calls on lamest or as someone suggested we should do daintiest way you injured yourself.
Ooh, good.
Ken writes in from Costa Mesa. Bean, I broke my arm on two separate occasions playing golf, 5 years apart. Fire beer mug. That's how would that even happen?
I don't know how that would happen.
Corey writes in on the Kevin Amina Twitter account. By the way, this has also happened to me, Corey. Don't feel bad. I have definitely thrown out my back sneezing. I was 24 and ended up walking like a 100-year-old. Look, if you got if you got structural problems in your back, you can throw it out doing anything. So thank you for the tweet on that. Let's try Crystal in Ontario. I don't even know. She's on line five. I don't even know how this happened. Let's see what Crystal's story is.
Crystal, seriously.
Hi.
You injured yourself
so
how?
I was playing Marco Polo and as a kid, and I chipped my tooth.
You chipped your tooth? What, on the bottom of the pool? Trying to get away, yes?
At the side of the pool. I was the one closing my eyes, and I wasn't paying attention.
Obviously.
Chipped my tooth. The sad thing is I re-injured it, or I did the same thing as an adult a few years back, biting a piece of chocolate. So.
Wow, injured for life.
Injured
by
life.
Chocolate.
That hurts.
That's tough.
Yeah,
all right, thank you.
Never let it down.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. Let's go to Melissa. She's in Yucaipa. She's up next, line six. By the way, a few more ladies calling on this topic than usual.
How about that? Hey, Melissa.
Hey.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How did you hurt yourself? It was lame.
Broke my foot trying to change the battery in the smoke detector.
Now, if you fell off a ladder, then that makes sense.
There was no ladder around, and it was desperate times, so I stacked an end table on the dining room table, and that was the end of it.
I've done that. Yeah, and it was very nearly a complete destruction. because one is just barely holding on to the other one, and then you're on top of a third one, and you're trying to balance. Yeah, that's.
But I got the battery out.
You got the battery out. Nice.
That's all that matters. Forget the broken foot. Thank you for the call. Appreciate that. All right, let's go to Andrew. He's in Long Beach. I think Andrew's, if this pans out the way I think it is, might be the lamest of all.
All right. Hey, Andrew.
Hi there.
I don't know that it beats a handshake, though, Bean.
Well, let's see. Let's see what Andrew's got for us.
What do you got for us, Andrew?
Okay. All right. The funny thing is this happened twice in my life, about 10 years apart.
Okay.
I was brushing my teeth. I don't know how exactly it happened. I must have moved my neck wrong, but I just strained my neck so badly I could not get out of bed. That was my senior year of college.
Brushing your teeth, and it happened twice 10 years apart.
10 years later, I'm living by myself at this time. I was just brushing my teeth. I felt something pop in my neck, and I fell down into bed.
Oh, wow. Have you ever been to a doctor to figure out what it is that's so weak in your neck?
I have a couple of times. They weren't able really to figure out what it is. The second time I made it to the emergency room of a nearby hospital, they gave me a muscle relaxant, and that actually fixed it. So it's something to do with just the muscle spasms in my
neck.
Dude,
you got to stop brushing your teeth. Sorry to give you that bad news.
Right?
Thank you for the call.
That could be deadly, brushing your teeth.
Appreciate the call. Howard writes in, years ago while working in a movie theater, we screened the film Apocalypse Now the night before it opened, and I watched the whole movie sunk into a seat with my legs thrown over the chairs in front. This was way before reclining and stadium seating. The next day, I woke up with some trouble breathing, and I was diagnosed with a collapsed lung. Somehow, sitting in that position, air got into my lung cavity.
What?
He got injured sitting in a theater watching a movie, Kevin. That's what happened to Howard.
Wow.
All right, let's take a couple more. How about...
Let's do Alberto. I like
let's
him.
Let's do Alberto.
Yeah. Alberto, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hey, guys.
How'd you hurt yourself?
So, I ended up chipping my tooth while eating some mashed potatoes.
Chipping your tooth while eating some mashed potatoes?
What was in the mashed potatoes?
No, they were just regular mashed potatoes. It was just, I guess I got too excited eating some delicious mashed potatoes, and I ended up going a bit too fast with a fork, and I ended up chipping the front part of my tooth.
On mashed potatoes? I don't even know if that was a challenge. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah.
Huh. No, yeah, it was the fork itself, actually. I was just going too fast, but it was still mashed potatoes, so it was pretty good.
Okay, well, does love his mashed potatoes. I'm glad that he doesn't hold a grudge.
I think you will. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show at 7:52.
Woo! It's the return of an old friend just after 8 here on the Kevin and Bean Show. LaQuisha is going to be joining us to talk about the latest episode of Mama June from Not to Hot. You know, Ralph, LaQuisha is a huge fan of yours. She will not even be on the show when you're not here.
Hmm.
She only loves it when you're doing the show, which is a real
nice
compliment to you.
I'm glad there's some solidarity amongst us little people.
Anyway, we'll talk to
carry
her.
Carry you guys on our backs.
We're also going to give away some Coachella tickets next hour, and we'll catch up with Julian Fernandez, who had a big night as the winner of the opening act competition to open the April Foolishness show at the Shrine on Saturday night. So we'll find out what it was like from his perspective. All of that coming up. First, Ralph's got the Showbiz Beat on a Monday.
Before I get to Showbiz Beat, let me give you some tickets. Or even better than tickets, I'll give you a lifetime, once-in-a-lifetime experience. How about a chance to play poker with Kevin?
Yeah! Oh, you don't want any of this.
I don't know what you're pointing at, but no, I don't want any of that.
We're just talking about playing poker, Kevin. However, what you think is happening.
My bad.
However, there may be a listener who wants to play poker with Kevin. You can play poker at Kevin's table. At K-Rock's famous No Girls Allowed, their big bicycle hotel and casino event.
It's this Friday
K-Rock's
night. Girls are welcome.
No it's, Girls Allowed.
It's K-Rock's Guys Night Out.
Oh, Guys Night Out.
Yes, but girls are welcome as well.
But it's called Guys Night Out.
That is what it's called,
it seems like
yes.
The guys will just hang out. All the guys will get together.
It's this Friday night at the Bicycle Club.
Right, but it's just for guys. So
and
it's Guys
girls.
Night Out.
That's the name of it, technically,
right.
Yes, but girls are welcome.
Well, why would you name it Guys Night Out if girls are welcome?
It may be poorly named.
Why wouldn't you call it... Guys and girls happy together. I wouldn't call
that's
it that.
Not a very, it doesn't
K-Rock's
really roll.
Guys and girls happy together.
Because I probably wouldn't be able to say that.
Kevin's table and you, plus you get a rack of chips worth $200 to kick off the tournament. It's going to be a great event at The Bike. You can go to thebike.com. If you don't win, if you'd like to RSVP your spot to play poker with the guys. Doors open at 8 p.m. Poker and blackjack start at 9 p.m. Again, it is this Friday. At the Bicycle Hotel and Casino. If you'd like to play at Kevin's table, call us right now, 1-800-520-1067. And I'm guessing you got to be 21 years of age or older to play this tournament. So why don't you be caller number 21? If you're 21 years of age or older, caller number 21 right now will get a spot at Kevin's table. At K-Rock's Guys Night Out at the Bicycle Hotel and Casino this Friday.
Ralph, last time we were there, you know, we draw tickets, too, to give away those chips worth $200. And it finally happened. One guy won the $200 and just headed for the exit.
You're kidding me.
He's like, you know what? I'm up $200 now. I'm out.
Well, that's not the spirit of the thing at all.
It's not, but I strangely appreciated it. I was like, look at that guy. He's going to go home with $200.
That's a weenus move if ever I heard one. Let's take a look at the box office as we do on a Monday morning for the weekend. Boss Baby, the big hit. Boss Baby.
You're saying Boss Baby.
The animated film about the baby in a suit who does stuff was the smash hit of the weekend, making almost $50 million.
Wow.
People love babies in suits.
They
I've
sure
always
do.
Said that.
I've heard you say that a lot.
Beauty and the Beast came in second with about $48 million. Then Ghost in the Shell, boy, that took a hit in the shorts. Only made about $20 million. It cost over $100 million to make. Then you add on your advertising fees, etc., etc., etc. So they got some work cut out for them to make their money back.
No kidding.
Power Rangers fourth. Kong Skull Island was fifth. Then Logan, Get Out, Life, Chips, and The Zookeeper's Wife. Your top 10 films right there. Tyra Banks, you know, she's coming back as the host of the 23rd edition of America's Next Top Model.
Ugh. Ugh.
I'm not looking for ANTM as in America's Next Top Martian. I'm looking for America's Next Top what?
That's the kind of quality programming you're getting there.
You're not looking for America's Next Top Martian,
right,
Tyra?
Like you would think.
I have one thing to say to you. Kiss my fat ass.
I will kiss your fat ass if you will shut your big mouth. How about that? How about that's our trade-off?
That sounds like a good deal.
The new version of America's Next Top Model has a twist. There's a twist. This season, no age limit. There used to be an age limit of 27 years of age in order to participate.
I feel like that's pretty true in the
modeling business.
Modeling business, right?
Well, if there's some spectacular person that's over 27, Tyra says they're welcome. Here's her quote. You know what I hear all the time? I'm guessing it's shut up. But also, she says, Tyra, come on. Why have an age limit? So, I don't care how old you are, honey. You just need to know how to smize.
Smize?
Yeah, that's
one of her words?
That's one of her words, okay, Kevin. It means smile with your eyes.
Okay, great.
You're smiling with your eyes, so you smize.
All right, good. Excellent.
It's also a sexy audience.
It is, Hop, you're right. Today's celebrity birthdays. Alec Baldwin is 59 years old today. He's the baby in the suit. It's his birthday, and he's got the number one movie in America.
How about that?
It's good to be Baldwin. 59 years old today. David Hyde Pierce is 58. Eddie Murphy's 56. Jenny Garth is 45. Adam Scott's 44. Ari Spears, 42 years old today. Kobe Smulders is 35. Love her. Leona Lewis. Keep bleeding. Bleeding Love. Whatever bleeding that love. Song was, right?
I think that's it, yeah.
32 years old. Amanda Bynes is 31. And Sebastian Bach! Yes, Skid Row frontman Sebastian Bach.
I don't feel like that one holds up well.
Is there another Skid Row hit we
Not
can
really.
Play?
Not really.
I Remember You was another hit they had.
Oh, here's
I
one.
I will remember you.
I have one if you want to hear another one.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah,
please.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Beep, 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 beep.
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep. Beep, beep, Pico Tower.
I have a bottle. I have a Vito. Vito is brother. I have a bean. Oh, I have a bean.
Where's the bean go? Bean and bottle.
Vito is bottle.
Right.
Bean bottle.
Right.
Kato boom. Oh, Vito boo, but bean bottle.
What's happening?
He's trying very hard here.
K-Roll. Vito in bottle again.
Right? He's the best, Pico Taro.
He is the best.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Coachella is coming up in 11 days, and we've got your tickets to that and the K-Rock Party House coming up in about 20 minutes here on K-Rock.
Dude, it's a good deal right there. That K-Rock Party House is fun, right?
Yeah, oh, it's a good time. Yeah, all bands stop by and play live.
Do we let the listeners in the pool? Because we've got a pretty nice pool at the house usually.
Normally, no.
Okay.
But, I mean, what's to stop them, right?
Right, exactly.
That's my point.
That's not only your point. That's the motto you live your life by,
That's correct, yes.
Hey, an old friend of the program is on the phone. Our delightful friend, LaQuisha, who has been so kind to recap for us a show called Mama June from Not to Hot that airs Friday nights at 9 on WeTV. How are you, LaQuisha?
I'm just glad while I was on hold, I got to hear Alien Ant Farm do Michael Jackson music.
Right. Well, we don't play, I mean, we just don't play
Michael. That's awesome. That's great.
But we don't play Michael Jackson.
Can you find a maybe Third Eye Blind's cover of a Marvin Gaye song?
Well, we can look.
Try to find more white people ruining my music.
Well, we apologize for that. That is unfortunate that you had to hear that on the whole.
Yes, it is.
So, Alicia, this Mama June show, I feel like it's been on since I was a teenager. It must be getting near the end.
We are near the end. Last night was the big reveal.
Oh, really? Oh, so now she's hot?
We got to see her being hot. Finally, she went from not so much not, all of the not.
Right.
Then she went through the process, and she finally came out the other side too hot.
Is she hot?
Well, let me start at the beginning.
Okay, all right, sorry.
No, she lost a lot of weight. And so she had to have about, I don't know, 700 pounds of skin removed from her body.
Okay.
And they cut around her ribs and her stomach, and all kinds of work was done on the woman. And she was in a lot of pain, so much so that she almost lost the will to go on.
Sugar's wedding and the photo shoot is 7 weeks away. And I'm starting to lose my motivation to continue my journey.
She lost the will to read.
Well, if that's the case, why didn't they just stop right there then? Hello?
I think we lost LaQuisha on top of that. Hey, while we get her back on the phone, I should just remind people who don't know, Mama June is Honey Boo Boo's mom. And
yeah,
they were very popular with a reality show a few years ago. And now she is back, and she is trying to lose a bunch of weight so she can look good because her ex Sugar Bear is getting ready to marry another woman. And she wants to show up and just be the hottest in the hottest woman in the room. And she wants to outshine the bride. That's what she's trying to do.
So but what are the chances that's going to happen?
I would say zero. But then again, right, you know, medical miracles happen. And apparently they're putting a lot of time and effort in getting her to work out and all these surgeries that LaQuisha's talking about. And they think they can do something with her.
LaQuisha, you back?
I am.
Okay, good.
I'm sorry about that, LaQuisha. I don't
know
what happened.
I'm just saying that you can tell from that clip, not only has she lost her will to go on, but she's lost her will to read cue cards as well. Because she's like, I don't know if I can even do this because the wedding is only 3 weeks away and I do not know.
You are not suggesting that this is fake.
Oh, my Lord in heaven. Well, she needs a date, you know, for the wedding. She's going to go. And so she gets all the skin cut off her arms and under her chin. That's the last two things she needed to do. So she ends up looking like a mummy now.
Oh.
And she's trying to find a man to go with her to the wedding looking like a mummy. And the only person she can get a date with is the guy. Remember she was doing a go-kart racing and she's legally blind so she kept hitting walls?
Yeah, I remember that guy.
Barely, yeah.
She goes back with that guy again. And he comes to the door and is, well, frankly, surprised to see Honey Boo-Boo's mama, Mummy, answer the door.
You sure you're okay? You got them bandages pretty tight. What's happening there?
My manager thinks that somebody's going to, like, see my face. So I had to be in these stupid-ass bandages. So, like, literally today you won't see my face, but I can promise you it looks a whole lot better when I saw you.
So wait, so she's hot, but she's not showing us?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
Because there got to be the big reveal.
I see.
So
okay.
Finally, on the day of the photo shoot, she comes out from behind the wall, and we've all been waiting for so long to finally see the hot June. Mama June hot goes from not to hot. Here she is.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
What? I don't believe it.
She is not hot.
Really? Does she look significantly different than she did before all the surgery?
She looks very different.
Okay.
She is much thinner than she was.
But the name of the show is From Not Too Hot.
That is a lie.
Okay.
They should have called it Mama June, From Not to Significantly Less Fat than she was, now with less skin.
But still not hot. Okay.
Her face looks like some sort of genetic problem. Her family is deficient somehow genetically.
You think?
To the point where her face looks like she is dumb. And she got all gums. Little teeth, little nubby teeth.
And big gums.
This is sad. And it's an ugly, bad face that now is surrounded by less fat. It was better when the fat would distract you from the horrible face.
Now it's just sad.
The face is on full display.
Come on, LaQuisha.
You don't get a plate glass window at the store and then put all the poop you have in the window and then have the shoppers come by and say, I want to go inside that store. No, you don't. It's a window full of poop.
So put the bandages back on would be what you would recommend.
She is not hot.
Okay, but the title of the show. So next week she's hot?
She's never going to be hot.
But the title of the show is From Not to Hot.
Her little daughter, Honey Boo Boo, she thinks that the mama is hot. Listen to this.
She'll align Melrose. Never thought Mama would look that good. Now she is the second cutest in this family.
The second cutest because the little fat child thinks she's cute.
See?
See, the problem isn't with the physical of this family. It's the mental problems that they have. Little fat child thinks she is cute, and Mama June thinks she's hot.
Yeah.
And none of these things are true.
And did she say Marilyn Monroe?
She does look like Marilyn Monroe, though.
except for not at all.
Like Marilyn looks like now?
Oh, I see. Okay.
She looks probably a lot like Mama June does. I'm guessing if you dug her up, it'd be a coin flip.
Well, it sounds like this show was a lie. Is it over?
This is the awfulest show that you white people have ever made me watch.
Is it over?
No.
It's not over.
There's one more next week because of the whole reason for this was she wanted to go to the wedding of her ex, toothless boyfriend.
Right.
Sugar Bear, right.
Sugar Bear. He is marrying a woman who, if you can believe it, is even more hideous and fat than Mama June is and was.
Wow.
Ouch.
So Mama June's going to go to that wedding to show up the bride and to make Honey Bear, Sugar Bear. They got so many effed up names. This family make him unhappy on his wedding day. And that's healthy,
I think so.
So we're going to talk to you one more time.
Yeah, just
all right.
One more.
Woo.
If all your right. phone works.
Yeah, sorry about that, LaQuisha. All right, thank you for doing the dirty work and watching that show. We'll talk to you next Monday.
All right, bye now.
Bye now.
Weekend number one of Coachella. It's fast approaching. As Kevin mentioned, only 11 days. We're talking about Radiohead and Lady Gaga and Bon Iver and Bastille and Dream Car and Kendrick Lamar and New Order and all the rest.
It's if a you week go- from Friday.
That's unbelievable. If you right. want to go, we want you to go. We'll give you a chance to earn some tickets plus access to the K-Rock Party House out in the desert as well. You just call us right now and you'll play a game. 1-800-520-1067. We'll do it next on K-Rock. For live music fans, this is one of the best months of the whole year because there's 2 weekends of Coachella out there in Indio at the Empire Polo Club, and K-Rock's going to be hooking you up with lots of tickets and access to the K-Rock Party House, which is a super good time, too, as lots of bands come by and get interviewed and perform live. And we're giving away some tickets right now for weekend number one. Look, everybody knows Radiohead, everybody knows Kendrick Lamar, everybody knows Lorde, but there's lots of bands on the bill that maybe you're not as familiar with. There's hundreds of groups that are be performing. Nobody knows all of these bands is what I'm saying.
Correct.
And that's why we give you the opportunity to pick out for us, is it a fake band or is it a real band? Hit it, Steve.
Fake band, real band, fake band, real band. Pick the real one, I don't think that you can. If you do, you'll strike gold. But if you don't, you're just an
told. I don't know that that's true. So we're going to read the names of 3 bands for you. Only one is a real band who is appearing at Coachella. You just have to tell us which one that is, and you go into the drawing to win the tickets. Somebody will have those in the next couple of minutes.
All right, let's start with Jason in Los Angeles. Hi, Jason.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
All right, Jason, listen up. 3 names. One of them is a real band playing Coachella. Is it the Neanderthals, the Flintstones, or Caveman?
That would be Caveman.
Yes, it
Nicely
is.
Nicely done. All right, you hold on.
There's some Caveman right there. Well done, sir.
Let's go to Danielle and Torrance. Hi there.
Hi, good morning, you guys.
Hi, welcome. Fingers crossed, Danielle. Here's your 3 bands. One is real, 2 are fake. Which one's the real band? Is it Twin Peaks, Log Lady, or The Man from Another Place?
Twin Peaks.
Yes, it is.
Nicely done. Here's some Twin Peaks. Spend your time together.
Watch out. Very impressive. 2 for 2.
I heard a guy on the radio say nobody knows all the bands that are playing, but apparently...
that guy was wrong. That guy's an asshole.
Brandon in Anaheim. Hi there.
Hey, it's me.
Hey, Brandon. All right, listen up. What's the real band play at Coachella? Is it Tiny Jose, Tall Juan, or Poquito Pablo?
I'm going to guess Tiny Jose.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This time we were looking for Tall Juan.
There's Tall Juan. Do you want the coconuts off Chinese rock? I'm living in the Chinese rock. All right.
By the way, I want to hear that band now. I don't know Tall Juan. They sound good.
Go to Nyla in Torrance. Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Nyla, which one's the real band playing Coachella? Is it Suspended Animation, Drifting Extremities, or Floating Points?
Floating Point?
I don't know how you did it, but you're right.
Nicely done. Here's that band.
All right, you get yours right. You are in the drawing to win the tickets for Coachella weekend number one and access to the K-Rock Party House. I'm very impressed with our listeners.
All right, let's go to Diana in Los Angeles. Hi there.
Hi.
Diana, you've been playing along while you've been waiting on hold. How have you been doing?
Terrible.
Terrible. Okay.
Okay, right. Good.
Well, let's try to turn this car around. Here you go. Is the real band playing Coachella Honey Dijon, honey mustard or honey child?
Honey child.
Still doing bad.
Sorry, it's honey Dijon.
Only when you see what can be done.
All right, we got time for just a couple of more. Trying to give away some Coachella tickets.
All right, Jeff in Los Angeles. Hi there.
What up, party people?
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. All right, Jeff, good luck, my friend. Here you go. Is the real band playing Coachella Tommy and the Tunas, Shannon and the Clams, or Eloise and the Eels?
Let's go with Eloise and the Eels.
I'm so sorry. It's Shannon and the Clams we were looking for.
There's a little of them.
All right, let's try one more.
All right, let's go to Art in La Puente. Hi, Art.
What up, though?
Let's get you in the drawing here. Is the real band playing Coachella the Button Brigade, the Velcro Crew, or Zipper Club?
Zipper Club.
Yeah, it is.
Nicely done.
All right, you got a lot of bands to look forward to at Coachella. If you win these tickets, Jason, Danielle, Nyla, or Art, who is our winner today, please?
Our winner is Danielle.
Yay! Danielle. Congratulations, Danielle.
Thank you, you guys.
All 3 days of Coachella, and you've got tickets to the K-Rock Party House.
Oh, I've been listening to you guys since I was in high school, and I'm freaking out right now.
Fantastic. Thank you, and thank you for playing the game. And not ironically either. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It is 8:37.
I think it's hot. It's right? Hot. It's hot.
Right.
It's tight. It's a hit, man, and I like it.
Right.
I'm going to go get it. All
right.
Have to keep it right there.
All right. Go out and get yourself some Puddle of Mud and really make it a special day. Hey, Saturday, we were all at the Shrine for the 9th annual Kevin and Bean April Foolishness. And I know we talked about this earlier, but it bears repeating. I heard from lots of people that it was their favorite April Foolishness yet.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Which is amazing because every year seems great. But this year was just so fun. Everybody was in such a good mood. And I had, you know me, this is Bean speaking. I don't hang out with the people very often. But we had so many great conversations with the listeners, except for the a-hole that broke my hand when he shook my hand. And I got to spend.
He's not an a-hole. The guy's just a little bit strong.
He assaulted me.
He had a very, it was a pretty strong handshake, and that's it.
Right, he assaulted me. Is what
he
I'm saying.
He didn't assault you at all. He just shook your hand.
My hand collapsed.
Your paper mache hand.
My hand collapsed into dust when he shook my hand. But I also got a chance because I never see anyone in person. I got to meet my lifelong best friend Jimmy Pardo and hang out with him backstage. And his set was so great. Jonah Ray and his wife were there, and David Koechner and his family were there. And we were talking to Angela Johnson and her husband were there, and the great Bill Burr, of course, and Adam Ray and our old friend Taylor Williamson. I mean, it was a party. It was so much fun, and I couldn't have been happier for the winner of the Kevin to be an opening act contest because, look, there's a lot of pressure to win this thing, and then instantly you find out the day before that you're going to be on stage in front of 5,000 people with all these professional, top-grade comedians. You really got to perform to show up and not stand out on that bill as the sore thumb. Julian Fernandez, who won the thing, was outstanding, wasn't he?
Agreed.
Did you feel like he had that crowd in the first 15 seconds?
Yeah, he was great.
And we thought it might be interesting to hear, because he didn't know until Friday morning about this time that he was even going. So we thought it might be fun to hear what his Saturday night was like for him, the winner of Kevin and Bean's opening act contest for 2017. Julian Fernandez joins us back on the phone on K-Rock. Hey, Julian, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. I'm doing good. Yourself?
Good. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being there on Saturday night, man. It was killer. Seriously, congratulations. You were great.
Thank you so much. It was amazing. Thank you guys for having me.
What was it like from your vantage point when we were getting ready to introduce you? Were you nervous, regular nervous, extra nervous? How was it?
I've been doing theater since high school, and I always had this idea in my head is I'm nervous every time before I hit a stage, and as long as my foot hits the ground and I don't trip and eat it really bad in front of everybody, as long as they see me the first second and I don't do anything wrong, like the nerves just explode and go away, and then I'm just comfortable.
Wow, so that's a good way to look at it.
So you set a really low standard. As long as you don't trip, you're good.
As long as I don't embarrass myself in the first second.
Okay,
I like it.
All right.
And I heard you talking to one of the other comics backstage. I don't remember who it was, and they asked you how long you've been doing it, and you said 7 years. 7 years you've been doing it. Now, you've had a day job this whole time, and you just get out at night and just play clubs wherever you can, right?
Yeah, I do. I do my best to get out as much as possible.
And you're going back to your day job today?
Yeah, I'm heading there right now.
Okay.
Now, we FaceTimed your mom from backstage.
Yeah.
Your mom's a bit crazy, isn't she?
A little bit. she's my biggest supporter. I mean, she's my mom. She's my biggest supporter.
We could tell that
she was your biggest supporter. She would have been there to see your show.
We could tell that because we had to FaceTime her and she wasn't there. What was going on at home, Julian? Were you missing a family event?
Yeah, my little sister had a birthday party. This was planned like weeks in advance, though. So
we sort of ruined her party.
No.
That sucks.
No, it was all good. They told me I ended up going home. I saw what food was left, and I was like, "Oh, you guys had great food here." So they're doing fine.
Well, I'm good.
Yeah, when you plan to order a whole bunch of meat for a barbecue, you don't go back out on that plan.
Right, sure.
Yeah, no, absolutely. They did the right thing by going on without you. Did you get a chance to, I mean, I know you did because I saw you talking to Bill Burr and the other people, but what kind of conversations did you have with the other comedians backstage, and did you find it helpful, inspiring, what?
Yeah, well, Taylor Williams, he's been a buddy for a while, and, he kept on just reminding me, like, just, you know, like, hey, if you hear, like, in a club setting, like, you hear people talking, like, most of the audience can hear it, too. So, you know, you can address it and kind of poke fun at it. But when you're in a theater like that, try not to do that because there's people in the balcony that don't know what's going on.
They can't hear what's going on up front, right?
Yeah. So you just seem like a crazy person. Like you're just getting angry at one person and nobody knows why.
That's a good tip. It seems, and we've also heard that you have to vary your pacing a little bit. You can't go quite as fast because the laughter, it takes a little longer from a room that big to come back to you.
Oh, yeah.
Did you notice that? Yeah.
It was a big adjustment in terms of just my timing and everything and my pacing.
Yeah. Did you have a lot of trouble distilling down your act to what the best 10 minutes were going to be for this show, or was it pretty obvious to you where you were going to head?
I knew what I wanted to do. I sometimes overthink my time before, like when someone tells me you're doing X amount of time. I sometimes overthink it and I'll try to run it through my head. And then when you're out there on stage, it actually feels like it slows down and you have even more time.
Oh,
you have the
that's
same amount
cool.
of time that someone gave you and you maybe ran it. You ran like a 10-minute set with your phone on the timer and everything. You're like, okay, well, hopefully I'll be able to get through it all.
Oh, so you're speeding, sort of speeding through it when you do that in practice.
Yeah, and then when you get out there, I slowed down definitely significantly, and I just felt like, wow, I feel like I have way more time than I thought I was going
to
have.
Oh, that must feel good. That must feel good to be there. All right, we're almost out of time here, Julian. A couple final questions for you, and that is, we told you on Friday that we didn't want you to worry, even though it was a big room, and it was a surprise to you that you were playing it, but that our audience comes there to laugh and to support every comedian. It's not an angry crowd, and they were rooting for you. Did you feel that was true? Did you feel like you had them early?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. They were just all fantastic. They definitely all came out to have fun and just laugh.
Yeah, we hear that from so many comedians. It's one of their favorite shows that they ever do just because our audience, God bless the Kevin Bean listeners, are so awesome the way they are so supportive of those comedians, you know, instead of nitpicking them. And the last question I have for you is, now that you've got a lot of new fans in our audience, what's the best way for people to keep track of you and find out, you know, when you're going to be performing so they can come see you?
Everything on social media is JJF Comedy. That's my initials, just JJF and then comedy. Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and even my website, JJFComedy.com. Actually, today, all I'm doing today is posting up pictures from the event.
Oh, cool.
Just updating everything. So it was amazing. And
I did get one email from a lady yesterday wanting to know if you were single, by the way. I didn't know if that was okay to ask.
That's Bean's way of asking.
That was definitely, I was debating on whether or not to talk about that on stage. And yeah, I am, but it's a struggle for me.
Okay.
Just
well,
I,
we'll
just
have to
I
get
am out and about all the time. So.
All right. Well, good luck with that, Julian. thanks again for doing the show. Thank you so much for entering. I think we told you we had almost 150 entries for the opening act contest this year, and we were proud to see that you were the winner and you came through and you put on a great show Saturday night. And I hope we'll stay in touch. All right, man?
No, definitely. Yeah. If Ralph Garman ever needs someone else to fill in some impressions, let me know.
There you go.
Call away.
All right, Julian. We'll do that. Take care, man.
Thank you.
You guys too.
Thanks. Bye.
106.7 K-Rock, KROQ. And of course, around Christmas time, I always play my Christmas album. It's called Santa's Got a GTO.
It's not Christmas.
And Ryder on that album as well.
It's April. And, it's early.
So this Christmas coming up, it's going to come out on vinyl.
Oh, finally.
And Santa's Got a GTO Christmas album will be out on vinyl.
Okay.
So that's coming out probably around this Christmas coming up.
Christmas tip.
Anyway, I got more music and things to play coming up.
Okay.
Right after the Monkees.
We can't. We don't. Thanks for that tip, though. Hey, Ralph is
a marketing genius, by the way. Rodney is, because he's going to have a Christmas album. He's going to release it sometime around Christmas.
Around
the
holidays, right?
Why doesn't anyone else think that way? That's why he is the legend that he is.
I do love that he's giving his listeners a heads up in April that that's going to be happening, too, by the way. Hey, 8:53, we'll talk to Mama Muggs and get her preview of the Dodgers season that starts today as they welcome the Padres to town. I'm sure she's very optimistic about their chances of finally
getting
back to the World Series.
They're going to be terrible! The worst team ever!
First, though, Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
I heard Rodney shook that guy's hand at Acoustic Christmas at the April Foolishness.
Right.
It was fine.
No problem at all?
No problems at all. Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, isn't that funny?
Bean thinks he broke his hand shaking a guy's hand.
Oh, the pain. Oh, I shook someone's hand, and now I can't hold a chocolate milk.
Ralph, it's getting worse. The pain is now down into my wrist now. It's gone beyond my fingers.
Major Wes.
I actually got a little angry at him Saturday night because I was like, stop overacting. The guy has a strong handshake.
Baby.
Okay.
And now you owe me an apology because he broke my hand.
I hope so. I hope when you go to get the X-ray, they say, oh, yes, your hand is shattered. That's what I want now.
Well, that's what it feels like. We need bubble wrap bean.
I want it removed. I want you to have
agreed.
A hook. I want you to just have a hook.
That would be the best thing ever if you had a hook. Come on, Bean, do it for the show.
I don't know why you guys are so happy that I was assaulted.
You weren't assaulted. Because someone shook your hand.
He shook my hand, fine. He shook Ralph's hand, fine.
Yeah, he took it easy on you guys.
Yeah, okay.
He came at me full strength.
Right.
With violence.
Right, sure.
And hate in his heart.
Nope, just a nice guy with a nice handshake. That's it.
And you're Mr. Glass. All right. Let me give you something, people. Because you're nice and you listen to us. So I'm going to give you something back. When is this thing happening? Is it, does not say here.
Which one?
This Santa Anita.
This Saturday
at Santa Anita. They don't give me a lot of facts when I get this stuff. But it's happening on Saturday at Santa Anita. It is the inaugural K-Rock Super Games and Brew Fest Especial.
Hold up your beers if you're drinking.
That sounds like something Lightning named, doesn't it?
It does, yeah.
Did he come up with this name?
Very possibly.
Yeah, he must have. It's happening Saturday at the Santa Anita Park. It's a great way to spend your Saturday. You get all the fun and games and beer of the infield. And then you also get the pony races. You get live horse racing, including the Santa Anita Derby, and you get Jeremiah Red, K-Rock's own, will be there DJing as well. Lots of fun for you if you're 21 years of age or older. I want to give you a four-pack of VIP passes to this event, the inaugural K-Rock Super Games and Brewfest Especial this Saturday, Santa Anita Park. Give us a call. Caller number 21. You got to be 21 years of age or older, and your friends do too, for this four-pack of VIP passes. Give us a call right now, 1-800-520-1067. Prize includes drink tickets, a Santa Anita trucker hat, and access.
Definitely Lightning.
And access to the VIP area, so get all that. That is what if you only want the written all over.
What if you
it?
Only want the trucker hat? Can you just request that?
Yes. Making Bruce great again, okay? Lightning with his hat. Plans. Just got a lot of hat ideas. Last night, I don't know if you're watching that, WrestleMania 33 was going on down there in Orlando, Florida. It was a very special event. It was crazy. First of all, Gronk, who was just a paid audience member.
Right.
Out of nowhere, Kevin.
Right.
Got into the ring.
That
How
was
did
insane.
They allow that?
That can't happen.
That can't happen.
It can't happen as an as just a regular audience member get into the ring.
Right.
It's unheard of. Kevin was very upset that they were playing that off as if
I'm
that
so
was a real
stupid.
Thing.
Come on now.
But you know what was real and romantic? John Cena got down one knee and proposed to the lovely Nikki Bella of the Bella Twins. It was sweet. And it was WrestleMania. Here's what happened.
I have been waiting so long to ask you this. Stephanie Nicole Garcia Colas. Will you marry me?
And she hit him over the head with a chair.
No, she did not. Oh. She said yes, now, and they hugged and kissed.
I don't
and it's
follow
marriage made in heaven.
These wrestlers very well, but I mean, are they legitimately a couple? And this is a real marriage proposal, or is this just part of the script? Is that now they're going to pretend to be married?
What's wrong with you?
No, I'm serious. I really don't know. Is this real?
Yes, it's real.
Okay, so it's a real proposal, and there's really actually going to be husband and wife.
Well, I guess if they, you know, there's a marriage. I mean, it's a real proposal. I don't know
okay,
if they're going to be husband and wife.
They planned
to be, obviously.
Right, but a lot of stuff happens in the ring where people are just pretending to be enemies or they're pretending to fight or whatever. I didn't know if this was part of the script. That's all, part of the game. But congratulations if it's real. I hope
it is real. Stop saying if it's real.
Oh, you just take at face value everything that happens there.
Yes, in the WWE,
is real.
WrestleMania, all real.
Okay.
All right, now I got it.
No,
thank
but
you.
This couple is real. They're known that they're a couple, and they're getting married.
Shut up. You don't know nothing about anything.
Why do you make everything so difficult?
He really does.
First of all, I'm very disappointed in your attitude.
Shut up, fool!
If that guy I paid to break your hand didn't get the job done, I'm going to be very upset.
You paid him.
Oh, wait a minute. Did I say that out loud?
Hey.
Was that a real thing? Or did you pay him to break my hand? What happened?
That explains so much.
Was that part of the April Fool's script? Or did it really happen? Suddenly, it's Inception. Bean's world just starts to fold in on itself.
Why didn't it ever occur to me that Ralph had paid that guy to hurt me?
Wow, I would have paid too, Ralph. You should have gotten in on it.
Well, you can still kick.
All right.
Kick some in if you want to. Matthew Perry told Jimmy Kimmel a few weeks ago that he and a friend beat up Justin Trudeau, Canadian Prime Minister, back when they were in fifth grade in Canada. And Justin Trudeau, being very cool and funny, tweeted over the weekend, "I've been giving it some thought, and you know what? Who hasn't wanted to punch Chandler? How about a rematch, Matthew Perry?" Well, Matthew Perry has apparently responded, and he's saying he's declining, since now Trudeau has an army at his disposal.
I mean, but does he?
Does Canada even have an army?
Right? That's my question.
I don't think so.
Does he even have an army?
They got the Smokey Bear Hat guys, right? That's all they have.
The Smokey Bear Hat guys.
That's what their army is called. The Smokey Bear Hat guys.
Right. You can pass them easy.
You're thinking of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police?
Right. Whatever. Do they wear Smokey the Bear hats?
Yeah.
All right.
They do.
Then there you go. So I'm just saying, that's all they got. I don't think they carry guns, even.
Right.
There's no guns in Canada. They just have, like, horses.
Those little rubber knives.
Yes. Yes, Kevin.
Rubber.
They have rubber knives. That's what they carry instead. What's wrong with you?
I don't know. A lot.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Alec Baldwin is 59 years old. Congratulations, Alec. You've got the number one movie in this country with your Boss Baby. People going in droves to see the baby in a suit.
It's also a sexy audience.
It right. is a sexy audience.
Shut up, fool!
David Knight Pierce is 58. Eddie Murphy's 56. Jenny Garth is 45. Adam Scott is 44. Ari Spears. Is it Aries or Aries?
I thought it was Aries. But
Aries Spears, 42 years old today. Kobe Smulders is 35. Leonin Lewis is 32. We got to get some of that bleeding love song.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I like that song. Let's play a little bit of that next time. Amanda Bynes is 31. And Sebastian Bach!
Right.
Yeah.
Ow!
Those guys all have that voice.
They did, yeah.
They do that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
All this week here on K-Rock, we are giving away tickets to weekend number one of Coachella and exclusive access to the K-Rock Party House. And we're doing it at 9 a.m., noon, 3, and 6. Well, look at the clock, you guys. That means right now you can call and win your Coachella tickets at 1-800-520-1067. Caller 20, you win this hour on the world-famous K-Rock. And we'll have it again for you at noon and then 3 and then at 6. Details at KRock.com.
All right, Muggs, you're in here.
Yeah!
That's not good. That's Woo! Never good. What are we talking about here? Are we talking Dodgers?
It's time for Dodger baseball.
I think we're doing Dodgers. Hear me out on this, Kevin, because this right. is going to automatically, this is not going to seem right, but okay. let me get to the end here. Okay. I think we're doing Dodgers fans a real service with this next feature that we're about to do, because okay. everybody is picking the Dodgers to go all the way this year.
To win the World Series.
Well, Sports Illustrated, for instance, says yes, the Dodgers will okay. win the World Series. Los Angeles Times says they'll definitely win the NL West, probably the National League as well. I mean, there's nothing but optimism among Dodgers fans this year. There's no reason to think that the team does not have all the tools. They've got a great manager. They have great players. They've got the highest payroll in baseball. This is the year that everything should come together for the team, and the drought will be over. Now, I say all that to say, if you're not one of those people who likes to be, you know, psyched out and overhyped, we've got just the antidote for you, because Mama Muggs is on the phone, and I'm sure she's going to tell us how they're going to lose 100 games.
Mama Muggs, Mama Muggs, Mama Mama Muggs, she's one badass Jew. Mama Muggs, Mama Muggs, Mama Muggs, she hates the Dodger blue. It's time for Mama Muggs. Give me some Mama Muggs.
L'chaim! Hey, Mama Muggs, how are you?
To you all.
Oh, wow. Very upbeat.
Yeah.
I can't believe we're here for another baseball season. How are you? You feeling good?
Oh, perfect.
All right.
Good. Well, you've had the offseason to think about how crushing it was to be eliminated on the playoffs by the Cubs last year, who went on to win the World Series. Is it LA's chance to get back to the big game?
No. I have too many things that are wrong with the Dodgers this year that they could have fixed, and they didn't do it.
Now, Mama Muggs, forgive me for butting in, because I'm not even a big baseball fan, but it sounds like they have a lot of the pieces that is needed to make a run deep into the playoffs, no?
They have shaky pitching. They have too many people on the disabled list already. They have really shaky pitching.
How do they have shaky pitching? You can't mention three things and two of them are shaky pitching.
Yes. Look, any team in America would be happy to have Kenta Maeda and Clayton Kershaw and Rich Hill and Hyung-Jin Ryu. I mean, we've got some great pitchers for the Dodgers.
Well, they have McCarthy, who is very shaky. Ryu, we don't know about. He could fall out on the second game or the
but
first
anybody
game.
Could.
Anybody could.
Or they could stay healthy the whole season.
Clayton Kershaw could win 25 games this year. You don't know, man.
They have problems in the left field because Ethier is on the disabled list. They have Gutierrez, who is platooning, which is a bad thing. He can't hit the side of a barn with a baseball.
Is that required to play Major League Baseball?
Yes, it is.
To hit the side of a barn?
The side of a barn?
Yeah.
Yeah, he can't hit anything.
But Mama Muggs, look, every team in baseball has players that they wish were healthy. That comes with the game. But don't you think, with the great manager and great coaching staff that you have, that they've got a deep enough Triple-A team and deep enough players who are not in regular rotation, they're going to be able to fill those gaps?
Well, look at the standard lineup. You have Gonzalez, who has a bad elbow. And not the slugger he was. We need another slugger and another pitcher. And then I will agree with you. We have it made.
I got to tell you, I don't think you would ever say the words, "We have it made." I think no matter what happens, you would figure out a way to be negative.
No, if you get us another pitcher and another slugger, someone like Pujols, then we have it made.
But Mama Muggs,
no
one's saying have it made, but they're just saying it seems like a lot of the pieces are in place.
Yes, I'd rather be a Dodgers fan than almost any other team this year. Look, Mama Muggs, how long have you been following your Los Angeles Dodgers?
Oh, since I was about in kindergarten.
All right, so more than 50 years, let's say, right?
Maybe 49.
Imagine them having to absorb all that negativity for 49 years from Mama Muggs.
That's right. And it's painful, too.
But isn't the whole thing about being a sports fan is, at least today, before you've thrown out even your first pitch, at least today you're in it. At least today there's optimism and there's sunshine and baseball is back and this is our year. Today's the day you're supposed to be excited and be happy and not be negative.
We have one good pitcher, Kershaw. He can't pitch every day. We have McCarthy. We have Hill, who is very dubious. And Maeda,
Muggs, talk to your mom. Help us out here, buddy.
Mom, you know, your negativity is the reason that you missed one of the greatest plays in baseball history of the Kirk Gibson home run.
That's right. That's right. I will agree with that.
You turn every game off when they're losing. You never see a comeback. You never see the great moments, and you're just pessimistic off the bat.
All right, Mama Muggs, let me ask you a question. Let's just isolate it to today, because today the Dodgers play the Padres. Is that correct?
That's right.
And if I understand correctly, the Padres suck.
They're the worst team in baseball.
That's right.
Okay, so how's today going to go?
They're going to win today.
Yeah! Okay.
All right. We're ending on a positive note.
Kershaw has started six opening days, and he's never lost one.
That's so encouraging, right?
Yes.
Mama
and then
Muggs.
Don't
stop right there. Stop right there.
We're just going to leave it on. They're going to win today. How about that?
So
all right, Mama Muggs.
We'll be one up, right?
Yeah, exactly. It'll be 1-0. The Dodgers will be undefeated when you go to bed tonight.
That'll
be the good news. All right, Mama Muggs. We love you. We'll look forward to catching up with you throughout the season. Thanks for jumping on.
Thank you.
Mama Muggs. Mama, mama, mama Muggs. Mama, mama, mama Muggs. She hates the Dodger blue.
Remember a half hour ago when we talked to Mama Muggs?
Mm-hmm.
Remember how negative she was?
She wasn't as excited about a new baseball season as you think a Dodgers fan would be. I'm telling you, it's not hard to be a Dodgers fan. There's a lot of great players and a lot of great things to root for.
Right.
Enjoy it. Now's when you enjoy it because you haven't lost a game. Right?
Right.
Except for their shaky pitching.
That's what I hear.
I don't care about that. I don't care for that at all.
It's a 9:37. Ralph is here now with our final look at the showbiz beat here on a Monday morning. What's going on?
You guys okay?
Uh-oh.
Because what?
I like the sound of that.
The Undertaker.
The Undertaker.
Yeah.
He lost or won a wrestling match?
He lost and apparently looks like retired.
Oh. Did we see that coming? Or
no. Oh. Not since his comeback.
Wow.
He'd be around, but it looked like he laid down his coat and his hat right there in the ring and walked away. No confirmation yet, but a lot of people are upset.
I talked
last hour about John Cena's proposal at WrestleMania 33.
Which turns out to be fake, right?
Not fake!
Oh, it's real?
And a lot of people are upset that I missed the big story, which was Undertaker.
The Undertaker, okay.
Yeah, so, if you didn't see it, here's John Cena proposing to his lovely girlfriend, Nikki Bella of the Bella Twins.
I have been waiting so long to ask you this. Stephanie Nicole Garcia Colas, will you marry me?
Woo! Marriage! And then, I don't know if you saw this or not, Kevin, but Gronkowski.
Oh, no, he didn't get in the ring, did he?
from the Patriots. He was just minding his own business there by ringside watching WrestleMania 33.
Right.
And he just took it upon himself to put himself into the match.
But paying customers can't just get in the ring, Ralph.
It happened, Kevin. If you missed it, here's some play-by-play.
Walking in the ring. I don't care if it is Gronkowski. He may be the greatest tight end in the NFL, but he is a paying fan. What's the biggest event? What is Gronk going to do?
God, it's the biggest event Gronk's ever been involved in.
Oh, wait,
it's WrestleMania. Gronkowski's in the ring.
He's setting up.
What is Gronk playing by Gronk?
Oh, my God.
Can't do that.
That's just
a paying fan. Paying fan can't just do that.
That was my favorite line. He's just a paying fan.
Ralph, you've seen the video.
It was awesome. He's coming over the barrier and like, what? Security is trying to tell him he is not welcome.
You guys have seen the video of businessman Donald Trump hitting a wrestler over the head with a chair,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, that happened.
WrestleMania actually has a long history of paying fans coming out of the crowd.
Well, those announcers were not aware of it.
Actually, it happens more often than you'd think. I would think they would say, oh, here we go. It's another example of a paid fan getting into the ring. But no, they acted as if it's never happened before.
Wouldn't it be great if all sports allowed that? Like you could just jump onto the ice and start skating during a hockey game?
Mm.
golfing, huh?
Yeah.
How your Kings doing, Kevin? How your Kings?
I don't feel like that's needed.
I'm just curious.
They're on vacation, right? They're happy.
I mean, not...
Because my Flyers got bounced.
Okay.
With their loss, they are officially eliminated from any sort of playoff potential.
I'm not positive if we
are you eliminated?
In fact, eliminated or very near eliminated.
Chip is nodding, yes, you are eliminated.
I know.
Very
I know.
Apparently the Kings are eliminated.
Oh, it hurt.
But Ducks are still going to be playing, right?
First place or no?
First round, sure.
I'll do you.
It's a good season. Sorry it's gone. This should make Donald Trump happy. Comedy Central is launching a new show called The President Show, which is a weekly late-night program starring comedian Anthony Adamaniewicz. And it is him doing an impression of Donald Trump.
Oh, he'll love that.
That's weird.
Why is it weird?
I don't know. It's just weird to make a whole show about that. I mean, I get doing it as a sketch on SNL or something like that, but like a half hour of a guy pretending to be Donald Trump?
Well, the premise is that Trump, you know, likes to take his message right to the people. He doesn't like to go through the press. So that's why he tweets directly to us to give us the truth. This is going to be as if Trump had his own TV show, and he's going to get us the truth. And there's going to be, you know, desk segments and field pieces and everything. It's as if Trump had his own show.
He does generate enough content for a weekly show.
And this Anthony Adamaniewicz is brilliant. He's a brilliant
Trump.
Oh,
is he? I'm not even familiar with him.
Yeah, he's known as the ultimate. So I think it's got a lot of potential. We'll see what happens.
There were a lot of people during the campaign that thought Donald Trump was not serious about running for president. He was just doing it to raise his profile.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
And become political. Mm-hmm. And then so he could start Trump TV. Yeah, exactly, his own network. So I guess now we'll find out what it would have looked like.
Wrong. But imagine if Trump gets cheesed off about one 3-minute sketch. Starts tweeting about what's he going to do when there's a half an hour show once a week just busting his nads.
Send in the military.
He's going to lose his mind, right?
Well, he'll do nothing but
Comedy Central,
to that
worst
show.
Network, sad, failing. He's going to run out of negative adjectives. He's going to need a thesaurus. So I'm for one. I'm looking forward to it. See what happens. Let's take a look at the top 10 movies at the box office. It is a Monday morning. Boss Baby debuted with almost $50 million, making it number one. I've always said, and you guys will back me up, I always said people love babies in suits.
You've never said that once.
Always.
Not one time.
All the time.
Never once.
Beauty and the Beast was second with almost $48 million. Ghost in the Shell debuted just with $19 million. Big disappointment for a film that cost over $100 million to make. Power Rangers was fourth. Kong Skull Island fifth. Logan, Get Out, Life, Chips, and The Zookeeper's Wife were your top 10 films at the box office. As we look at the celebrity birthdays, Alec Baldwin, star of That Boss Baby, celebrates his 59th birthday today. David Hyde Pierce is 58. Eddie Murphy is 56 years old today. Sebastian Bach from Skid Row is 49. Jenny Garth is 45. Adam Scott, 44 years old today. Aries Spears is 42. Kobe Smulders turns 35. Amanda Bynes is 31. And the lovely and talented Leona Lewis. You cut me open and I keep bleeding. Keep bleeding love. I keep bleeding. I keep bleeding love. Keep bleeding. Keep bleeding love. Leona
right?
Lewis. Right.
Right.
32 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
By the way, we have a pair of tickets to the Toyota Grand Prix.
What?
What? We're
Long
still
Beach.
Not done giving stuff away?
Giving things?
April 8th.
You can't do that. A paying fan just can't start giving away tickets on the radio.
We'll take caller 20 right now. 1-800-520-1067. Good luck from the world-famous K-Rock. The SoCal Helpful Honda dealers are handing out random acts of helpfulness. We all win with a commercial-free 5 p.m. hour this afternoon on K-Rock. And tomorrow morning, iZombie is back, people. Actually, tomorrow night, iZombie is back. Tomorrow morning, we have David Anders.
Oh, he's so good.
In studio with us, and we've got your tickets for Coachella and the K-Rock Party House as well tomorrow morning.